See, and real quick, A5, we'll bring in 1 second. Whoever said that, this is the only thing I'm going to say before we bring in the caller. What we do is we bring security to the insecure woman, and that's why we get them. Because when they get around us, we are the purse, the dress, the shoes, and the makeup that they use to cover up and they cover up and hide from their insecurities. See, y'all fall in love with the makeup, the tight clothes, the push-up bras, the weave, and all that other stuff. We don't fall in love with that stuff because we're too busy falling in love with ourselves. And we're giving them the chance to, look, I can take away your insecurities. You just got to follow my lead. You follow my lead, I got you covered. That's just how the game works. But let's go ahead. And bring in 850. 850, you the first caller. The line's are open, guys. Y'all want to call. 850, what you got, brother?
Hello? Hello?
Yes. What's up?
Hey. Hey, what's up,
hey,
Steve?
Hey, what's
this
up,
is,
Steve?
This is
let's start over. Oh, can y'all guys have some respect both ways? There are two people on the panel. Please. Speak to both. It's disrespectful.
I'm about to talk to Ty as well, man.
Look, listen. I'm about to hang up on you because I don't like how you're talking right now. You sound like this, like you're gargling some like balls or something. So you please.
Hold on. I got you. I'm on my Bluetooth. Give me 1 second.
Now better. All right. Get that shit right.
Can you hear me better now?
Now go ahead. Now who you want to say hello to again?
Hey, what's up, Ty? What's up, Steve? This is
now, what
Bird.
Is your question?
I have a situation. This girl I've been messing with, she's like talking about having a threesome or whatever. So it's been the first one I had in a long time since my teens.
And you're scared.
What's that?
And you're scared.
No. No, I'm not scared.
And what the fuck are you calling us about?
Sorry, I was in the gym, so I kind of sound out of breath right now.
What is your question, man?
Yeah, the question is that I'm trying to – okay, so she's – the situation is
–
she's
the
been
question?
Doing a lot of stuff for me. She's been
– All right, call back when you're ready to tell us your question. I asked you what 2 + 2 is. Don't tell me about Miss Crabtree. Don't tell me that you stood in line for 5 hours. Don't tell me you get put an apple on her desk and shit. You dropped a pencil on her dress so you can look up her skirt. Answer the damn question, man. Come on, dog. Fuck. I'm sorry, dude. I mean, we trying to get y'all to talk right, man. Damn. Air code 909, you're next. 909, what's your question, man? What's up, brother?
You can hear me?
Yes.
All right, bet. Cool. So, shit, man, I want to call in, bro, because, you know, I've been fucking with this girl, and I've been eating her ass, bro. And I don't want, like, I think we're going to stop talking, and I don't want her to, like, expose me for eating her ass.
Okay, well, you ready to call her right
but
now?
You ate her ass.
Yeah, you ate her ass. So you want to call her?
Ass.
You want to call her right now?
I don't want to call her. I feel like she's going to do some weird
shit, call her, man.
You did.
Are you going to call her or not? Because we're going to move on. If you
give me some advice. Give me some advice.
All right. That's your advice. I'm hanging up on you. That's your advice.
You ate her ass, and you're mad that you ate her ass.
Yeah.
Well, how does that work?
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense. Yeah, this is a cake move. At 908, what is your question, man? What's up, 908?
Hey, hello?
Yes, what's your question, sir?
Don't you hear me?
Dude, what is your question, sir?
All right. So, look. Yo, basically, my parents kicked me out the crib because I was like, Mom and Dad, you fuck up my pussy game.
Okay, all right, let's get back to the show. Anyway, like we were saying, Ty.
Are you guys fucking around with us,
man? Man. He just,
Mom and Dad, you fucking up my pussy game.
Yeah, it's some surface dweller shit, so we'll keep going. Guys, lines are over. Y'all don't call in. But anyway, getting back to what we were saying, because... What you're noticing on your side and my side with these service dwellers is that they are not used to getting a woman to say, wow, I want to get to know you. I miss you. I think about you. I want to see you. They can't even imagine that shit.
I mean, I just feel so normal when, you know, the reaction of the shock or the disbelief is there, and it's like, well, what can I do for you guys? Should I strap myself to a fucking recorder and just walk around recording my life and then show you what is possible? Or should you go outside and live your own life and show yourself what's possible? So record this, put this on camera, do this and do that. Bro, there's nothing special about what I do. Or I'm just me. YouTube videos to the side, recording to the side, talking shit on camera to the side. This is just me, bro.
Mm-hmm.
It's no specialty in that. It's no shock in that. It's that you need to realize why you haven't experienced that, and it's 9 times out of 10, you're doing what you can, not you're doing what you want.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right, we got two calls. We'll usher them in. If they joking around, we'll usher them right out. 614, what's your question, sir?
Straight cut that nigga off.
Yeah,
like, yo, we're going to get back to the show.
We're going to get right back to the show. Yeah, okay, yeah, he hung up because he knew I was going to hang up on his ass. 601, what's your question, sir? What's up?
Yes, I'm trying to figure out how to not be, like, people tell me I come off as aggressive. I'm trying to figure out how to not be as aggressive when I talk to people.
What do you mean?
Like, people in general,
what,
not just you.
You don't sound aggressive. You're talking to us. You don't sound aggressive.
That's what I'm trying to figure out. Like, they say aggressive males.
Who is they?
I'm trying to figure out, like,
who is
like
they?
My colleagues.
Okay.
My colleagues.
Why do you care? Why do you care?
Because it's...
Right. He's like,
you're
right. Exactly. Why do
your
you
brain just got fried?
Because I feel it pushes people away from what I do. I feel like it pushes people. Sorry. Okay.
Speak the mic up.
Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, I don't think I'm being very good.
Like, I feel it pushes people away from what I'm trying to do. Like, I be, trying to really up my channel and stuff, talk to people, you know, network and stuff, but people just feel like I'm too aggressive with it, and I just not understanding why.
Okay, wait, when you say network, what do you mean? What do you mean network?
Here's why you don't worry about that. If I turn the light on and there's roaches in the kitchen, that's going to push them away.
Yeah.
I just never turn the light, keep it dark.
No.
Exactly.
You should push.
So what you're doing, you know, you're being conscious of if your attention is matching the impact that you have on other people, and that you're being conscious of what you say and being intentional about what you say and how you say it. If, you know, your environment is saying you're too aggressive, you might have been meant to be a shark.
Oh.
Don't change yourself, though. You know what I'm saying? Because obviously they get pushed away. That sit here and criticize you or review you for who you are.
Oh, I see. So they're trying to say that I'm not, they don't really understand what I'm trying to do, and they're trying to say I'm not fitting their little category that they're trying to put me in. And so,
exactly.
Am I getting it right?
But they want you to be, you are who you are. That's all I can be. I might not,
okay.
I might not fit that girl's features and be her guy, and I'm me. And the next girl might be obsessed with me. Next girl might hate me. I'm me, though. I'm me throughout it all. You know what I'm saying? As long as I'm not harming anybody, disrespecting anybody, you know what I'm saying? And directly being arrogant in the sense that I don't think for us, the us mentality of, you know, the entire planet itself. And I can care less because I know my intention. I have different opinions. They're supposed to.
You're right. I appreciate your time, Ty. You closed this up
for sure,
bro. After you left. Peace.
Oh, yeah, I think you're good. I'll see you, but maybe you see me.
Is he done talking? Is he done talking?
No, go ahead.
Oh, what was he saying?
No, I just gave him a whole statement about, you know, being yourself, and then if they feel pushed away because of that, then that's just it is what it is.
No doubt. All right, let me bring the next caller in. All right, area code 850. Wait, I think it's the same. 850, what's your question?
My question is, Steve, I was wondering if I should go through with it. Like, if I should go through with the threesome, because she's been doing a lot of stuff to keep me around. Should I just go through with it?
Why are you asking?
Hello?
Should you go through what? Why are you asking us should you go through it? Why can't you ask yourself?
No, because, like, I was thinking about doing it, and I was like, I don't want her to, like, catch feelings or anything like that.
Hey, look, man, I think you definitely get no question. You ask no question like that, dog.
Okay.
No,
matter of
fact,
all right.
Call right now. No, you can get it. All right, call it right now. Call right now and tell her you want to do it. Let's hear it.
No, I thought she was
call
talking
right now.
About this. I said,
no,
do it right
Matt,
now.
Hang up your line then. Fuck off the phone then, damn it. Air code 651, how can I help you, sir?
Yep. Hello?
Yes, sir. How can I help you?
All right, so I guess my problem is I only love myself for me, or I only love myself for how I look and not like who I am on the inside.
How old are you,
I guess,
man?
I really don't love myself. I'm 17.
Okay. Ty, what you got on that, bro?
Is that all you have?
That's all he has.
Is that all you are?
That's a good question. I think, yeah.
Can't you pick up, and one day, can't you get beat up, and then your face all puffy, and you know, or can't you wake up, get surgery to your eye, and something hits your face, you're in a car accident, you got a scar, would you be any less ill?
To be real, I feel like I wouldn't even be like, I wouldn't be like the best version of myself. I'd feel weak.
All right, because your strength comes from how good you look, but you don't realize how weak and how much that lacks substance and how superficial that is. Because how will you feel when you're 75?
Probably 80, not good.
90, 95.
And then I guess that also sinks into like how I view women too, because I only see, like, my problem is I only like women for how they look, like, on the outside, and I can't. The reason why I can't get deep with women is because I don't understand. I'm just shallow. That's it. I'm shallow.
Feminine, huh? Got a lot of mommy in you, don't you?
Shallow is crazy.
Yeah, I ain't never had no dad in my life.
I know.
Can't even blame that on my father. I can't even blame it on them.
No, we're just saying you got a lot of mommy in you. That's all. It's no knock. No knock on you. But, like I say, for you, you're just going to need some coaching, man. You're going to have to get with Ty Condo on the Patreon or get the man mindset. We gotta look at you on a deeper level, because everything we do is look at you at your core, the one place you've never been at.
I get paid tomorrow, so I might just sign up then.
All right, get on there.
I'm finding what I want to do with my life, too. I'm going to graduate soon.
Well, there you go. All right, get with one of us, and we'll take care of you, okay, young man?
All right, sounds good. Appreciate you.
Respect to you. Respect. Thank you. Good call. Error code 678. You're up now. What's up, sir?
Hello. You hear me?
Sir. Yes.
Oh, what's up, Ty? What's up, man? I said. All right, I'm 16 years old, and my situation is basically... I have a girlfriend, and then it's a girl that, like, want to talk to me. But, like, basically, my girlfriend, like, being around the bush, like, trying to have sex type stuff. But, like, the other girl, I know she, like, ready to do stuff. But my situation is that I want to break up with the girl and talk to the other girl, but.
I'd break up with your girlfriend because I don't want you to pressure her to do something she don't want to do. Let her go. Let her go.
Mm-hmm.
Let her go.
Right.
Let her find a guy that'll treat her right, where then she'll feel comfortable enough to give it to him. But it sounds like you sound like the little guy that's always pressuring her and bugging her about the shit.
Please, can I just...
Yeah, please, let me touch it. Please.
Why don't you...
Can I put the tip in? Come on, just a tip. So yeah, just let your girl go.
All right.
Okay?
Appreciate you.
Yeah. Hey, right. Stop having sex. Wrap up. Wait. Go pray.
All right. Dojo to the moon.
Dojo to the moon, baby. All right. So let's get to 347. 347, what's your question, man? What's up, man?
OG,
347.
Man.
Go
me again, man.
What's up, man? What's your question, man?
All right. So from our last conversation, I really want to understand it. I want the free game. So are you saying that when you approach a woman, like, you're not supposed to be, like, respectful? Like, I kind of want to understand that. Like, how are we supposed to approach women in this day and age?
Who said that?
We said not be respectful.
Oh, no. Hold on. I'm coming on here. I'm asking a question. I just want to make sure. That's not what you meant, right?
What's that? Who said not to be respectful?
Okay, so when we were going back and forth about the whole walking up to somebody, whatever the case is, and I was telling you know what I mean, like, I'm gonna walk up to the woman, I'm gonna, you know, I feel like I want to be a gentleman, you know. You interjected and you were just like, but nobody wants
not
to hear that. Nobody
hey,
like you're a nice guy.
Not by saying hey, what's your name? Wait, what do you mean tonight?
No,
we need a nice.
Okay, you're supposed to just walk up to a woman.
You try to be nice, he said.
No, okay, here's how I look at it. I look at it like, I feel like you should be a gentleman when you step up, when you walk up to a woman. I get what y'all saying. Like,
but
you know, hey,
listen to the levels of it. Listen to the levels. How okay. gentle is it to waste someone's time?
Exactly. Why are you wasting?
What's so
time?
Gentle
okay.
about that?
Okay. So if I woke up to a woman and I'm a gentleman, I'm wasting her time, or I'm showing common courtesy.
Because of how you're doing it. You're asking questions you don't
okay,
care about
I'm
the
not,
answers
okay.
to. You're making a conversation you don't care to have. You came over there for a purpose. Get to your point and leave her the fuck alone.
There you go.
So how I don't get it. How is me asking her for a name wasting time? I can't leave with
okay,
I can't ask for a name so I can properly greet her.
You still stuck
brother,
on this with the name, bro.
Brother, you're going up to women and saying, "What's your name?" That's what you said.
Let me stop that. It does feel like that. No, I'm not going to swim and say, "Yo, what's your name?"
No.
I'm not walking up to him and say, "Hey, what's your name?" Like, all that's right, the way.
Call.
No.
Wait, call it. Let's fast forward. Let's go to. I want to show all the Taekwondo guys and all the Man Mindset guys why y'all are surface dwellers. We're gonna fast forward to
okay,
two scenes, okay, caller? We're gonna hit two scenes, okay? I'll be the woman,
okay.
You be the one talking that game, okay? You be talking, yeah, okay.
Okay.
Our first conversation that we have on the telephone, we'll take it there first, and then we'll have another scene. So let's go. Okay. So we exchanged numbers. Hi, this is Tammy. We met at Taekwondo's restaurant, or we met at Taekwondo's mall.
Right. Oh, you put me on the spot? Oh, man. I guess.
No, there's no way. Wait. Call one more.
Caller.
It ain't
hold
no color.
I'm going to do it. Come on. Hold on, OG. I'm going to do it. You say, oh, my God.
Caller. Ty and I can do exactly what I'm doing with you. Off the top of our dome, this is easy to us.
I'm just trying to say it's not really me in front of mad people. That's what I'm trying to say. But let's get it, okay?
I'm gonna show you because we're gonna show all you guys why women don't want to mess with you. It's gonna be very easy and simple because you ain't got no mouthpiece. All right, so we're gonna talk. We're gonna see. You're gonna see yourself. All right, so. She sends you, say, "Hey, this is Tammy from, we met walking down the street." Okay, go. She just messaged you. Then what you going to do?
Okay, role play. You said that she broke up a little bit. You said she met me walking down the street.
No. We're past the point of the introduction and all that bullshit. You got her number.
Okay.
She's or vice versa. She's calling you. Hey, I'm calling you. Ring, ring, ring. Hi, this is Tammy. We met down the street. What are you? All right, we talking. What you saying next?
Okay, first thing, me first. I'm gonna say Tammy. You know what I mean? Tammy who? So that's real quick. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Tammy who? So you don't remember me when you met me? I thought you remember me.
I don't know, man. A lot of women call my phone. I know a lot of Tammy.
Okay. Well, it's the one that we met by Taekwondo's.
Oh, by Taekwondo's. Okay. What was our exchange? What we spoke about? I don't remember.
So this is okay, guys. I'm not making this shit up. I'm showing all you motherfuckers why y'all lose. I can't make this shit up. So again, our conversation is you trying to figure out
who. But go ahead.
I'm not playing mind games. I'm saying I'm the Tammy. We met at Taekwondo.
No, I'm
yesterday.
Playing mind games. I'm saying this is what I would do. But go ahead.
Oh, so you're playing mind games. Okay, well,
I'm playing the mind games.
Oh, all right. Well, now y'all see why y'all lose. But go ahead. So what are you saying next?
To what? I said something last. I forgot what I said. I said something last. It's your go.
It's my go. Okay, well, I was the one at Taekwondo. So, how are you today?
Oh, I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm okay.
Okay, what you got going on today?
Do you really care what I have going on today?
Yeah, because you know, I mean, we can meet up. You know, we
meet
can
up and do what?
What we was talking about. We can meet up and you know
what
I mean, whatever you're trying to do. I mean, like we can get some, we can grab something to eat. You know, I know a few spots.
So you want to feed me? You want to feed me?
Say it again.
Because I know this great restaurant that has. So you like lobster?
No, I mean yeah, lobster is cool. You know what I mean? But
Hold on. Hold on. My phone's ringing. Can you go 1 second? My phone. I'll be right back. I think it's my mother. Hey, Ty. Ty, are you hungry? Yeah.
Okay.
I'm about to get some lobster with this sucker.
So show me.
Right. Click over.
All right. So okay, OG.
So we're gonna go get some lobster. So yeah, it's a date. We'll go get some lobster. Absolutely. I think it'd be great for us to have lobster. So now we already done. You already know fucked up. So guys, I'm showing y'all why y'all fuck up. Now let's go to the second scene. You're at dinner with her. You're sitting down at the dinner table. Go.
Okay.
What
so hold on, OG. Hold on, OG. Am I trying to fuck or I'm trying to really get her?
I don't know. I don't know. You tell us.
Okay. Let's say. All right. Let's say I'm trying to get her. Can we do that?
Yeah.
Okay. We're at dinner.
I mean,
go ahead. We're
trying to make her my girlfriend. Right. Trying to make her my girlfriend.
We're sitting down. What are you saying to me?
First thing I'm gonna say. You know what I mean? You look nice. You look incredible. You know what I mean? I'm gonna compliment how she's looking.
Thank you. All right, don't tell me talk. Okay, thank you. That's very nice of you.
Okay, so you know, what do you normally eat? Like, what on the menu that you something that you like?
Oh, I love the let me see. Ty likes lobster.
This is hilarious.
I want opposite. I want a ribeye bone in. I want that $150 marbled ribeye bone in, and Ty likes.
Like, you like the bone in? You like the
yes,
like the bone in?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. You say
Yeah, I just told you what I like, so what are we talking about?
Oh, you see, hold on, you're breaking up. Hold on, give me a second. See, that's the lag. Hold on, it's on my Wi-Fi. Yeah, what?
Why don't you turn your Wi-Fi? Everything's good.
No,
over
no,
here. What are we talking
up.
About?
It could be my Wi-Fi.
Right, what are we talking about?
Yeah. Okay, let's continue. Yes, I say you like the bone in, okay. You like the bone in, okay. And then what you say?
What do you mean what I say? Well, okay, I do like the bone in. I like the bone in, yes.
Okay. Okay, so what are some foods that you normally eat?
Are we here to talk about food? Okay, well,
No, hold on.
I don't,
hold on. Hold on, shorty. I'm here to get to know you. I want to know,
okay.
You know, some of the things that you like to do, that you like to eat. That's
what would you like? Oh, you like to what, like to eat? Oh, I just like to eat. I love to eat expensive things.
Oh, like expensive things?
Yeah.
Okay,
oh,
so
I'm
give
a
me
nice
an example
girl.
Of
I think
give me
a woman
of expensive
like,
things.
Well, just whatever I want. I think a woman like me deserves nice things because I feel like I'm very important. And I'm just not going to waste my time with any old guy.
Oh, I agree. 100%. I feel the same exact way.
All right. Wait. Let me get this for you. Hold on a second. Let me hold this for me.
Come on.
That for me. Don't,
I said, if I'm trying to get her, I have to get to know her.
Brother.
Okay, so OG,
and all
hold on, let's reverse
guys,
roles.
This is
hold on, OG,
this
let's
is
reverse roles.
That y'all are sorry. Okay, go ahead, come on, hit me.
Okay, let's, you better kill, you better kill, you
see,
better kill.
See, show the difference, man.
All right, go.
This is when she's out with you.
Wait, what is it? Wait, hold on. Are you trying to get to, are you trying to get to know me, or are you trying to fuck? Which one?
Hey, don't listen. Just go. Be the girl, bro. Be the girl.
I bet. What's up?
Go ahead. Blindfold myself. Go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay. What's up? Like, I seen you at, you know, Taekwondo's restaurant.
Oh, wait a second. You saw me at Taekwondo. Okay, hold on. I'm trying to blindfold myself. So you saw me at Taekwondo's restaurant. How you doing? My name is Steve. What's your name?
My name is Jessica.
Well, how you doing, Jessica? All right, Jessica, I don't have too much time, so why don't we do this? Why don't you go ahead and take my phone number down, and we'll set something up a little bit later. Jessica,
okay,
don't
but
stop,
what if I have
smile.
Time to see you now?
Well, Jessica,
I'm
I don't have time
later.
To see you. Well, you'll make time if you really want to do it, because I know a woman that wants to make time will make time. And I'm just trying to see what's behind that smile. You know, character is everything to me, Jessica. And one of my biggest problems, if you think about it, Jessica, is that I meet beautiful
okay,
women
stop
like
right
you
there.
Are.
Hold on. All right, cool, copy. So that right there, what he just did, I asked you, I said, all I said was I can see you today. You know, and you talking about what you don't like about a woman. I never asked you that. You're already rambling about something I never
but
asked
I'm telling. But no, I don't care what you're asking
listen.
I'm telling you what's going on.
Okay, but at the same time, that's not something that you do,
caller. No, it's something I do because I'm not making time for someone who hasn't proven they're worth
it's
my
not,
fucking time. I don't get. I'm not
right,
thirsty.
So
look, I'm not thirsty like you.
Well, how are you? How are you? Like, what are you even doing right now?
I don't understand, man. All right, do you want to get to dinner?
No.
Can we go to dinner now? Can we do dinner? Come on.
Yeah, get to the next scenario. Come
on,
Carlos. Come on,
let's go to dinner.
Because that shit just flew way over your head, man.
Can we go to dinner now? You ready?
That shit just flew over your head.
Wait, y'all were being gassed because we had dinner. Stop talking.
You didn't know what to say. You didn't know where to lead it. You was fumbling and reacting and stumbling on the words, struggling on what to say. And now you know what it looks like when you know what to say. You know where you're going and you stand on who you are, no matter who that girl in front of you is.
So, Carl, can we go to dinner now? We do dinner?
Yeah.
Okay. Ty, be waiter, please. Okay, so we doing dinner, okay? So you know what?
All
hey, what's up, sexy? Why don't you come on and sit over here? All right, let's go sit over here and wait for our waiter to come over. Okay, here comes our waiter, baby. 1 second. Ty?
How can I have you today?
Hey, what's going on? Hey, Ty, how you doing? Ty, how you doing? My name is Steve, and this is Jessica over here. And, Ty, before we even get our order, brother, let me tell you how you met this sexy-ass woman. Here I am walking down the street, minding my own business, big dog, and I saw this. And then, hey, call her. Then I'm going to get the fuck up, and I'm going to grab her ass, and I'm going to twirl her around. I'm going to say, hey, Ty, come on, dog. You wouldn't bite her neck and take her up the street, big dog. You wouldn't do that shit, dog. So I'm going to give you some jazz. Yeah, I'm going to give you some jazz. Hey, peep gang, hey, do this. Look. Take your time when I ask for the receipt because that's when I'm going for the kiss, big dog, okay? Baby, would you go ahead and make your order now?
She is blushing, man.
Already.
She is like
already done. But go ahead. You want to ask me?
I'm not going front. Dick Rodden is crazy. Oh, my God. I want steak.
Wait. You got it all fucked up because we at the tea shop. Wait, hold on. I forgot. I'm sorry. I think you've gotten something. I don't take women out to eat. I take them out to sip on some
shit.
Yeah, well, no, we sit down to sip in down the corner. We're at the corner of We're at the corner of my dick on your forehead, my balls in your mouth. We at the wine bar or we sipping on some cocoa, okay? So that's how we sitting down jamming, okay? So go ahead. We sipping on some shit. So what's up? Are you ready to talk to me now? You're across from me. Talk to me. Go ahead.
Yeah,
what's up?
Yeah.
What we talking about?
So we sipping. Okay, all right,
so we sit. Okay, so we're already at the top. I'm going to put the I got it.
All right, so we sitting down. So what's up with you?
Well, what do you mean what's up with me? I don't understand that question. But don't even ask that question because you know what? It was something I was always curious about when I saw you. I mean, I like your smile.
Call
it, like,
catch that. Do you see that redirection?
I like your smile. I like how you move and all that other stuff. But you know what? The one thing that came to my mind is what separates you from all the other women that I've met today?
Okay, I separate me because, you know, I'm independent. I can be there emotionally for a man and, you know, yada, all that. You know what I mean? I can be emotionally there for all that.
Well, I'm glad. You know what I love about independent women? Now, I'm never going to ask you a question again.
What about you?
Wait, it's my turn, right? You said you're independent. Can I reply back to this?
But you asked a question. I'm about to ask, what about you? What makes you different?
I'll tell you what makes me different. What makes me different is I'm going to look at what you just told me about you being independent and let you know what I like about a woman that's independent. See, the one thing I like about a woman that's independent is a woman that knows what she wants and she doesn't even play any games. A woman that can just simply say yes and simply say no. You know, that's the kind of man that I am. I don't want you to be or do anything that you don't want to do, like smile right now, because you know what? That smile is real cute. You know what, baby? You're going to make me cross over there and give you a kiss, but I'm trying to be on my best behavior right now. I'm waiting for Ty to bring our drinks and everything.
Okay. Like, OG, you really think that's working? Shorty's gonna look at you like, what did you just say? You gonna cross over? Give me a kiss. You don't gotta tell me.
Wait, what you mean?
Call her.
Then say it.
You're looking for validation, low key. I'm gonna cross over there and give you a kiss.
Call her. Say that. Go ahead. Say and watch what the fuck happens. Go ahead and say something.
I got you. I keep laughing. My bad. Hold on. All right. So if you want to kiss me, just kiss me. You don't got to look for validation and say you're going to cross over.
It's not a thing of when I'm going to kiss you. It's when I choose to kiss you. And I don't want to kiss you right now. Because I'm trying to see what separates you from every other woman out there.
Oh, okay. But you just said that you're going to make me – I'm going to make you – come over here. And
I compliment
you. So now you don't want to kiss me. Hold on. Let me talk. I see your red flags already. I can't even talk.
Okay, you see the red flags? Okay.
So you said, check, please.
Hey, you know what? It was nice meeting you. Like I said before, it didn't work out. This is it right here.
So if it's not your way, it's the highway. You see? If it's not your way.
What? Am I bugging out? If it's not your way, it's the highway.
OG, come on, hear me out. You're talking over the female. She don't have a right to speak up.
You don't have a right to speak up.
She just said there's red flags. So why am I even continuing this conversation? If she felt that there are red flags,
okay,
I'm
But you're looking at it like as if, oh, there's a red flag, I'm out. No, it could be a silly joke. Like, yo, I'm OG.
Caller. She just said she just said it's a red flag. And red flag to me means bye. That's it. I respect what you're saying.
Exactly. But hold on, though.
But you don't see where you're going wrong to you. But what happens to the girl? She's just saying, yo, like,
I'm calling
it next. See, here you go. You're talking over me again. Let me talk. To you. You got to try to understand the female, bro. You just can't be like, oh, red flag, I'm out. Hold on. Let me.
Man, you got me fucked up.
Christ.
I got to understand. You got me fucked up. I don't understand shit. I understand that if she's wasting my time, I'm going.
You
I understand
what
you're wasting
right
my
now?
Time. I'm going.
It's either your way or the highway. It doesn't work like
you
that, man, bro.
Damn, yes. Well, it does work that
no,
way.
See,
because
it does not work that way, bro. I'm 26 years old. Yeah, I'm not old, but I know. I've been around to know that, bro.
He's going to do that, and you're going to do what you would do, and she's going to think about one of you, and she's not going to think about the other guy, because you're going to do what every other guy would have did.
Kiss her ass.
No.
I'm sorry.
No, it's not about that, bro. The thing is, you don't got to come out the gate as some guy where it's like, oh, no, you're not going to play with me. You know what I'm saying? You could be like, all right, what you mean by that? Try to gain understanding. Like, you mean red flag as in, like, it's, yeah, come on, bro. Come on, bro. Like, off rip.
I don't
off rip.
Care.
No, OG,
I wouldn't
off
wait
rip. You like, I'm
entertaining. Caller.
I wouldn't even ask that question, bro.
Caller, I'm not entertaining that. She's made her choice. I respect her decision.
No,
I'm asking for the check.
You're assuming. She just said that's a red
dog.
She could be like, that's a red flag. That's a red flag. Like, you're not letting me talk. As a joke, bro. You can't just be like, oh, red flag? No. I'm out. Like,
you
bro,
say,
you look emotional.
You didn't go, ha-ha. Listen, if you went,
OG.
All right, wait.
OG, you
say
look emotional because you took that personally.
Caller, say ha-ha, it's a red flag, and we can go from that point. Say ha-ha-ha, it's a red flag. Go ahead.
Okay, thank you. Let's get it, man.
Say ha-ha, it's a red flag. Say ha-ha-ha,
okay,
it's a red flag.
Okay, I got
joke.
You. I got you.
All right,
got you.
Go ahead, ha-ha, go ahead.
So, yeah, so, okay. Hold on. Okay, that's a red flag. You're not letting me talk.
Okay,
let me get my sentence in.
I'm replying back to that. Wait
OG,
a second.
I'm trying to say what I was going to say.
Hold on. Wait. You said, ha-ha-ha, that's a red flag. Can I reply to that?
Okay.
Can
okay,
I?
Okay. Ha-ha-ha.
Okay.
Ha-ha-ha.
All right.
That's a red flag.
Baby, I love your sense of humor. You know what? You know, if it really was bothering you, you know what? Allow me to make that up to you later on when I give you an extra hug and an extra kiss.
An extra hug and an extra kiss? What you mean by that?
Yeah. Well, because I'm going to make it up. I mean, I like that you like the joke. And if I offended you in any way, I'd love to make it up to you by doing that.
Oh, no,
I mean,
no, you didn't offend me. You didn't offend me. You know, maybe that's just your nature. Maybe that's just, you know, you have that alpha energy where, you know, you want your voice picked up.
I don't have alpha energy.
OG, you're doing it again.
See, what
OG, you're coming off again. You got to let the woman talk, bro.
What the fuck is alpha energy? I'm trying.
Okay,
have you ever talked to a woman,
alpha energy, alpha, huh?
I'm trying to have. Wait. Have you noticed?
OG,
I ain't asking any questions.
OG,
I'm not asking.
No, I understand that, OG. But she's allowed to comment.
Okay, comment.
She's not allowed to
please,
comment.
Please,
like, bro, you say something, and you're like, no, but. It's not a conversation
comment.
At this point. You're just talking.
Okay. Comment. Right. Go ahead.
Where we at? I want everybody to pay attention to this, bro.
That's we left
right.
off. You
so
said
listen.
Ha.
All right, all right. Okay, ha, ha, ha. That's a red flag.
Can I talk now, or do you have more to say? Because apparently you cut me off last time I said something. Can I say something now?
Of course. No, I apologize if I cut you off. Go ahead.
Well, no, and then don't apologize. Like I said, I've got a million ways that you can make it up to me later.
Okay. And you was going to give me an extra hug and an extra kiss?
Yeah, if I choose to, absolutely. That's what I'm thinking right now.
Oh, so I gotta. Yo, this is. I'm not gonna say that. This sounds crazy, but okay. So again, it seems like you're looking for validation. For why don't you just do it? Like, why you gotta just say it? Why can't you just do it?
One thing you understand me. I will do it when I'm ready to do it. I do things when I'm ready to do.
Okay.
Like when I came up to you and started talking to you the first time, I was ready to do it at that moment. If I didn't want to talk to you that first time, I would have passed you by and went and go talk to that other woman that was right behind you. So I do what I want to do when I'm ready to do it.
Oh, yeah. So you do what you do. So what happened if we're in a relationship? Are you still going to do what you want to do?
Well, I can't really talk a relationship with you, baby girl, because I don't know you well enough to even discuss those things. But I am to know you. Wait, God damn it. Dog, are you going to let
me finish?
You're right.
My bad. You're right. You got that. I did. I take accountability. Go ahead, OG.
What you don't see is that every time you say something, I'm flowing with this shit, but you want to stop me from my fucking love.
No, you're right. Go ahead.
Now, where were we at? Relationship. Like I said before, I'm not looking for a relationship right now because I don't know you well enough, and I don't like to discuss things like that with women because I don't want to give you a false sense of an idea that I want you. You think that I want something more than what I want.
Oh, okay.
I'm not in a relationship with you.
Oh, okay. So how come you never told me that at the beginning of the date? Why do you wait till now
to tell me that? I first met you, I told you I wanted to get to know you in a more intimate way, and I told you I wanted to take you out sometime to see what's behind that smile, to see if your character matches your looks. We already discussed this.
I don't remember you saying that. But, you know, let's just say, hypothetically speaking, if you were in a relationship,
I'm not a hypothetical guy. But we can play hypothetical if you want. Go ahead. Please continue.
Okay, so if you are in a relationship, because, you know, you just said, you know, if you do things when you want to do it. So if you're in a relationship, do you still have that mindset or it kind of changes due to, you know, you being in a committed relationship?
Baby, I am always this way in a relationship, and you'll learn more about that if you're lucky enough to even be in a relationship. I mean, to be honest with you, I'm just trying to see if you're worth my time right now, just to be honest with you. So I can't really talk more about relationships because I don't even know if you're worth my time yet.
Okay, and I respect that. So where do we go from here? Because
what we're going to go for is I'm going to find a million ways to make you smile, laugh, and blush like you're doing right now and to show you that I'm not here to fuck you.
Okay. So you just said you don't want a relationship with me. You don't want to waste my time.
Nor do
but
I.
You,
hey, not even a relationship.
Hold on.
Nor do I want to.
Let me talk. All
right.
Thank you. You said that you didn't really want, you know, a relationship, and you say you want to be more intimate with me, but you just said that you don't want to just show me that you just want to fuck, but you just say you want an intimate relationship with me, so that means you do want to fuck.
No, baby.
This is the part you need to notice before you waste any more of Steve's time. He's not trying to prove anything or give a correct answer. He's simply telling her who he is and how he handles things.
Yes.
Now, no matter what she says or what corner or box she tries to put him in, there is no box for who he is.
Yes, and I understand that you asked me about intimacy, and the thing about intimacy can be a wide range of things. It doesn't have to be a relationship, and it doesn't have to be sex. Intimacy can be a smile. It could be a laugh. It could be like what you're now. You're blushing right now. It could be a look. It could be a touch. So intimacy is a wide range of things. And like I said before, I'm not trying to fuck you. I'm trying to see if your character matches your look. That's all I'm trying to find out right now.
Okay, so what is the end goal here? Because I'm confused.
Well, the end goal is showing you why you should fuck me if you don't want me to be honest with you. This is why I'm here, to show you why you should fuck me.
Okay, so now you're saying fuck you again, but you just said, like,
well,
OG, you confused me, bro.
Wait. You're the woman. Wait, come on, finish. Oh, wait, are you the woman or the guy? Wait, are you the woman or the guy?
No, I broke out of character just now. We run it back. So, you just said why I should fuck you. Like, what gave you that idea that I should just fuck you? I'm not that type of woman.
I didn't say you were that kind of woman. You asked me that what my end game was. Did you not ask me that? And my end game is to show you why you should fuck me if you actually want the truth. You asked me, I gave you the truth. And if that bothers you, we can check right now.
No,
it doesn't what, baby? What's up?
Yo.
I love how you talk, man.
Yo, pause on all of this. You said, what's up, baby? Hold on. So listen.
Hey, yeah.
I can't
Yo. He's so busy, man.
So he's falling.
What?
You a character. You a character. Yo.
That last part, I don't know. That was a little too spicy, bro. Back on front. So hold on. So I want to ask can we do a little role play? Hold on. I gotta test niggas' chess right now. There's all these gurus. All right. Top. What's up? Let's do the role play. All right,
test me. Go.
Let's go. Yeah. Let's go. I want to see this in live action. Are you the blonde samurai too? No, OG, you got yours. I want to go to
show everybody how the game is. Then I can do it blindfold. That's how cold your boy is.
I want to go to Mr. Taekwondo. I want to go to Mr. Taekwondo. Okay. We can role play, pause.
Go ahead, bro. I'm not calling you baby.
Hey, Ty, I'm about to blindfold myself and tap my head while I talk to him.
Hey, I don't need blindfold. I need earmuffs.
My baby was crazy. All right, boom.
All right, so what's the scenario? Y'all gave me the scenario. What's the scenario?
You give me the scenario. I'll hop right in the room.
So say, you
set the rules and everything. I'll play
set that
game.
Up.
So you letting the woman lead off rip?
Are you a woman?
Well, you want to talk to a man, bro? I'm the woman.
Well, go ahead and talk to him.
Oh, my God. Create the scenario, Brody.
Okay, but I'm asking him. Okay, so we at the man mindset. We at the man mindset restaurant. I'm the woman. You the guy. All right, so are we here? Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing better now since we out here on this day. We finally put some time to the side to spend some time with each other. How you feeling?
I'm feeling good. You know, I think I'm feeling good too that I'm here.
And that's it. I don't want to talk to you no more.
Okay.
There you go.
Are we gonna co-sign that?
Yeah. Wait. You just. Oh, just listen. Caller, when did y'all say we don't get rid of women?
He never
thought in a million years that we can just walk away from a born ass woman.
How is that being born?
How is that being?
You made a comment. You said you're happy to be here, and I said I'm happy to be here too. How was that boring? Get ahead, answer that. How was that boring?
You know how women
can't answer that.
Express themselves when they're comfortable around you as a man?
No, of course I know that, but just like men. Hold on. But Ty, don't do that. Ty, you can't do it. Because man mindset handled whatever curveball. He handled whatever curveball I threw at him.
Wait. Call it.
You caught your entitlement.
Yes.
You caught your entitlement because you realize you don't even know how you even want to lead yourself.
Yeah, and this is the beautiful thing about men. We can do what we want when we want. We don't have to justify ourselves.
If he wants to throw her back in,
we bring you in 1 second. If he wants to throw her back in the water, he can't. That's his. I'm playing with the food. He's throwing her back in the water. We both doing the same thing, dog.
Okay. So let me ask y'all this, right? So because I'm throwing a curveball at you. I'm just saying, like, yo, like, you know, I'm happy to be here, too. And so, like, you automatically assume I'm born. It is a curveball because you backed out. Pause. You backed out. You're like, oh,
no,
I'm out.
No. Wait, come on.
You saying I'm glad to be here, too, is a curveball?
You backed out.
Or do you think talking
to
a woman is a curveball?
No. You backed
yo, so let's role play. The whole point of us role playing is supposed to show us how you're supposed to talk to women. You just back.
He's
not showing
nobody
you.
He, okay, you know what he's showing
bro,
you. He's showing you that. No, you're missing the whole thing.
Call it. Here's where
no,
your
no,
mind
no. I get what
is.
He's
okay.
saying. I get what he's saying. You know what I mean? He don't want to deal with it, so he can dip whatever he wants. You're right, 100%. But all right, so Todd, can we really role play now? Can we really like actually converse?
He is okay. We got to grab other calls, but we did the role play. Ty, no problem.
I just want to say this before I go, y'all. Cool say- show. This shit was funny as hell. You feel me? I fuck with y'all, man. Appreciate that.
If I am talking to a girl, and already I can't even take you seriously, bro. You gotta pay Steve, man. Donate $100 on Steve's stream for wasting his time.
Yeah, that was.
I ain't got it.
Stop.
I ain't got it.
Stop.
I don't want to
do
it.
You wanna do this?
Stop it.
I don't
want to
do it. I'm gonna be
stop. Steve,
call
Steve, I'm not gonna front. I give you your
problem. Call one of your favorite girls.
Wait, call her.
And just give me her number. I'll call one.
Right call now. Her, call her. This is what you understand.
And you give me one of your favorite girls.
Listen, call her. Listen, this is where the problem is. The problem is a woman, when she meets a guy and realizes she doesn't want to bother with you, she just fucking rolls. You don't even understand that.
And
what
I
Ty
do
is
too,
doing,
bro.
Oh, then why are you questioning what Ty is doing? Ty felt like it was
okay,
done.
Okay, the only reason, no. Okay, man mindset. I'm doing because we're actually role. Okay, what you did, I was hold on. Let me talk, bro.
No,
what
I don't want
do,
you to talk.
My, what,
no, because you.
How you supposed to understand me? But how you supposed?
All right, well, you can't understand me. You're not supposed to understand me. You're supposed to learn from us, not understand us. Learn from us. 909. What's your question, brother? What's up?
Hey, Steve. Hey, I sent you an email with a couple screenshots. What's up, Ty? What's up, you know, Steve? But, yeah, Steve, I emailed you a couple screenshots, and I wanted you to go over it. And literally she kind of hit me at a blind spot because I hit her with the, okay, you can make it up to me. And then she's saying, oh, I'm busy all throughout the week with school and work.
No, I'm about to be live on the air. Wait, hold on. I'll post them up. Hold on. Give me a second. I'm going to post them up. I'm going to post them up where we all can read them motherfuckers live. All right.
All right. I appreciate it.
Get the substance out of this, man. We ain't playing white chicks.
Yeah, hold on a second. Let me see. Let me pull this shit up. All right, hold on a second, dog. All right, I got them right now. I'm downloading them right now. Making sure you took all the numbers and shit out. All right, numbers out.
Yeah, there's no numbers. It's this is
all right. I hope you ain't. I see some caking in this shit, but we'll break it down. Hold on a second. Now let me yeah, open this up for TM. So TI. Hold on. Here we go. I'm gonna load them up now. Hold on.
You're caking it.
Yeah, I'm gonna load them up, and we're gonna look at this shit. Hold on, let me load these motherfuckers up. Cool.
Yeah, my cake.
Right, I know you was cupcaking. This isn't caking, but we'll get to that in a second. I don't know why y'all hate y'all. See, I don't know why y'all make this so difficult, man.
I got to see what you just read.
Oh, yeah, I'm loading it up, dog. I'm loading it up. I just glanced. I wanted us to read together. I just glanced some of this bullshit. All right, here we go. All right, here's the first one right here. There you go. Can you read that? Can you read that, Ty?
Yeah, I see it.
All right. You can read it?
Yeah, I see it.
Okay, so if all you guys out there, so she starts off with saying, no, he's saying, okay, I have to say, okay, it's your smile. Yeah, they don't connect, but that smile and those lips got me curious, and after reading your profile, that's what got my attention. You, man, my God, okay. I take it's a good thing, ? It is, and I don't want to waste my time. You seem worth it. Why would you say that to a woman? I don't want to waste my time. What did I tell your ass within the first three text messages? What are you supposed to do? What are you supposed to do in the first three text messages?
Right, set up
the
date.
Then are you saying, do I see a set up a date? No, I don't see this. I see I don't want to waste my time. You seem worth the investment. She's probably turned off. What you said about Marvin and Harry Potter,
I thought, see a stop.
Yeah, why the fuck are you saying this? Okay, now she's saying, yes, I love Marvin and Harry Potter. It's a new obsession I have. You said, after I read the first four books, I loved Harry Potter stories. I love to see the new movie, Secrets of the... Why are you talking to her? Why? You just veered.
Hold
when
on.
Are you setting the fucking date up, Dweller?
Steve,
when are you setting
Steve,
the date
in
up?
That
you
same
just...
text. In that
no,
same text.
I'm
I know,
not
yeah.
Done.
I was talking just to talk.
Why
but I did
talk,
add
why do y'all talk? You can talk about this shit on a date.
Right.
She said, I can't Saturday. I'm going out for, let's get to the second one. Hold on, Ty. Let me switch you to the second one. All right. Here's the second one. All right. Let's get to the second one. All right. And, okay, she said, all right. All right. She has the Marvel Harry Potter set. Okay. She said, I can't Saturday. Going out with my friend's birthday, but I'd love to see it for sure.
I mean, she's doing a great job at dodging you. Like, this is actually perfect execution by her.
How about you make it up? What the fuck is this? How about you make it up to me on Tuesday? The bitch ain't, when did she even say sorry? What is this make, what is this creep? This is creepy.
Make it up to me. Like, you put, you like, she owes
when
you
she
something.
Said,
what the fuck is this?
She said, I can't do that day. So I'm like, okay, well, you can make it up to me this another day.
But you said, how about you make it up to me on Tuesday and we can leave the past behind us? I don't know what the fuck that means. What the fuck does that mean? I can't really do the weekdays because of work and school. I'm sorry, but I promise you down to see it soon. So you already, okay, listen. So what do you say to her telling you she can't do it during the weekdays?
I would, I'm thinking either I can just plan for like another weekend day, like a Saturday or some shit.
Brother.
Or
okay.
Like, my mind originally, I was just going,
brother,
I was just going to throw her back in the water.
She's busy Saturday. Okay. Can you tell me the 2 days of the, what are the week? Tell me the weekdays and what are weekends? Tell me, what are the days of weekdays and what are the days of weekends?
You got one more day left, Coach.
Saturday and Sunday.
Whoa, okay, wait, stop right there. Now, with that being said, she
process
says,
of elimination.
Right,
here.
Process of elimination. She says, I can't do weekdays, and then Ty and I, or my boy Ty, broke it down that there is a day called Sunday, the Sabbath day, that comes after Saturday, which is the weekend. So what do you think you should be saying to her?
Throw the opportunity on the table.
Wait, say that again, Ty. You were saying opportunity on the table?
You put the opportunity on the table and leave it there. It's her choice.
So what do you say to her now?
Okay, so I say since you can't do the week, let's do Sunday.
No. We don't start with a negative since you can't do the week. Stop asking her what to do and start telling her what the fuck to do.
Okay.
Start with a lot of negatives, too. You said that in the one sense about not wasting my time.
Yeah, all that goofy shit. Come on,
make
man.
Make it up to me.
Yeah. So, caller, what are we going to say to her?
Okay. Let's okay, yeah, no negative. So, let's do next Sunday.
What time?
What was that?
Is y'all going to the theater at your place? Or wait, is it at your place? Or y'all going to go see the theater? Where are you going? Where are you going to take her?
Yeah, I was just going to go to a theater, and I wasn't going to bring her back to my place.
What theater? What theater? What time?
Well, she's like an hour away, so I was going to bring her into my, we'll have her come to my city and then meet me at the theater.
What are you saying?
Probably be about
text. Don't tell us. Tell us like you're texting. What are you going to say to her in the text?
Oh, shit, okay.
God damn it, come on, man.
Well, I was going to say, let's meet
if,
next
no, if,
Sunday.
If, don't if it. Next Sunday.
Okay, next Sunday, let's meet in at my movie theater at about 8:30, and we'll see the movie.
Now, wait, that's 8:30 in the morning or 8:30 at night?
8:30 p.m.
Oh, Jesus. Okay, 8:30 p.m. Now, how far away is she from you?
Shit, I think like over 60 miles.
So why don't y'all meet halfway then? Because I don't see there's not enough interest for her to come straight down. I don't see enough interest for her to do that. So you might have to meet her halfway.
She's going to feel like it's a drag.
Yeah, because what you said, you probably got to meet her halfway, bro. All right, so then what?
What, to continue with asking on the date? Or
paint
the date,
picture.
Meet up.
Paint, remember, a stick figure versus a Mona Lisa. So now what do you want to say?
Right.
Potter, Harry Potter. Yeah. Potter. My name is Porter. Harry Potter. Come on. You know, I was like, come on, Porter. My name is Porter. Harry Potter.
Well, I'm not talking about the movie.
Dude, look, why don't
you... You know, it would have been cool. You said some shit like, man, when I seen you, you put a spell on me.
Yes. And I'm a type of with Taekwondo saying, why don't you wear the skirt of your fraternity at the castle, because I'm Team Slytherin, and then you could go ahead and put a spell on me.
Okay.
Remember,
okay.
I'm Team Slytherin. Remember,
everybody,
I watch that. I'm a nerd, man. Hey, they're different classes and groups in Harry Potter. So the bad ones are right. Team Slytherin. You always want to be Team Slytherin, number one. They're the bad guys in this shit, okay? They're the assholes and the dicks.
Yeah. I can't be Hufflepuff.
Yeah, fuck yeah. No, you want to be Team Slytherin, motherfucker, because they were the ones trying to kill Harry Potter.
Ride this dick.
Yeah, so then I want you to wear the skirt of your fraternity and then put a spell on me.
You slaughtered
it. I slithered that dick in your mouth. No, I'm just saying, no.
Yo. I mean, bro, she would have fell in love with that had you told her to put that spell on you, bro. She
you got it.
That would have been a perfect blend of the common
yes.
Subject.
Yes.
She would have understood the context of the reference.
Yes.
It would have just hit perfectly, man.
Yeah, because you're taking the lead, you're letting her know. Because now listen. If she says anything other than yes after that, I'm throwing her ass back in the water because I don't want to waste your time or my time at this point. Because at this time, that's when I feel like I'm wasting my time. Because I'm taking into consideration what you're saying for Saturday. Now, I could say Sunday tomorrow, but you don't want to do tomorrow or Sunday, whatever, for some odd reason. But I would definitely do the next Sunday. But if she says, no, I can't do it, I'm throwing it back in. Take care of yourself. Sorry for wasting your time. And mine. Bye.
Okay. So, if she denies this offer... If she denies this offer, then that's when she's thrown back in the water.
But you got to understand where you're going to get the denial at, though. Wait, before y'all guys listen to it, you're going to get the denial because you set up the denial by the shit that you said, man. You kind of dug yourself in a little bit of a hole right here, man.
God damn. All right.
We talk about fucking women like this and shit. I mean, here you go. After I read all four books, I love Harry Potter series. I love to see the new movie Secrets of Dumbledore with you on Saturday, right? Well, okay,
right.
Like I said before, you said Saturday, which is good. She said she can't do it on Saturday because she's going out. But you know what? We could do it on Sunday. But you did choose Sunday. But remember, I want you to make sure you wear your fraternity's outfit. Usually it's a skirt or it's a long robe like a witch or whatever. I don't know what school or she's in. But you let her know you're from Slytherin. You let her know you're from Slytherin. She'll chuckle off that shit.
Okay.
Yeah, hey, Ty, I'll tell you a quick thing.
Carlos, you know how this matters too, bro? Because imagine I slide in her DM. I don't know a thing about Harry Potter. You slide in her DM. You've read the books.
Right.
You have to utilize your advantage over me.
You got an advantage over him right there. Because he don't know anything. He doesn't know from Slytherin. See, Slytherin is the asshole. That's the asshole group. That's the popular assholes of the movie. Harry and them were a bunch of bitches and shit. They couldn't even make Slytherin. So that's you want to be Team Slytherin, right? Right?
Right.
And bring your wand and put that spell on me.
Okay.
And then
hit her with the. Oh, go ahead.
Then if she then if she replies, what does Harry Potter say? Ixnay kissay. You know what I'm saying? Expendor. Expendor, you hug me, a kiss door. You know what I mean? You know how Harry does the shit. You know how Harry does you know how they talk. That's the Harry part. They shake that hand like you're doing the fucking potion, dog. You're playing with this Harry Potter thing. You're riding with this thing, man. And they're gonna see that you're not taking yourself seriously. You're having fun. And she's going to enjoy that, man. First, the guy be like, well, why would you have your wand?
She's going to love that you having fun, man.
Yeah, man.
Okay, so really, yeah, really have fun with the whole, like, Harry Potter topic. And then use the whole, she's like, where yo.
Make her a lot more comfortable, too, knowing she can, that y'all can kick back.
Yeah,
right,
wear your skirt. Yeah, because Harry Potter had two, like, they had the group that had skirts. Because, see, like, in 2004 or 7, when I was telling y'all guys, I told y'all I was Ball Potter. Harry's uncle called Ball Potter. I can grow my hair, guys, but I was using my thing, Ball Potter from Slytherin. I was saying for all you guys out there right now that's probably laughing at Harry Potter, all you guys, is let me explain why you motherfuckers need to be here. See, in the game, there's something called a water hole, okay? Now, a water hole is basically this. It's when the animals don't really chase. They just stay by the water hole because they know all the animals got to drink water. So if you know anything about Harry Potter, you know it's a very popular movie. And peep game, guys, I want you today, we're in 2022. So take a little kid that's 10 years old in 2012 that are reading these books right now. Where do you think her tight body 20-year-old ass is going to be this weekend? I want y'all to think, all y'all laughing. Where you, now, again, I'm going to say it again. She's 10 years old in 2012 reading these Harry Potter books. She 10 years now into 2022. She's 20 years old, tight bodied, looking good. Where the fuck do you think she, and y'all don't understand about cosplay, they will dress up in the garments, which, hey, T, short skirts. Short skirts.
Short skirts.
So all you guys, this is why y'all got to think about, because Harry Potter is very popular. And a lot of girls that are in college right now will attend those things and dress up as the school, the way they dress up in their sections or their dorms or whatever. So
yeah, like a fair.
Right. So I'm just saying for all y'all guys, y'all got to think about how that's game right there. That's a water hole. Harry Potter's popular to a lot of girls. And then they get up to be young adults just because they got firm breasts and a tight ass doesn't mean they're not going to go see Harry Potter. They're going to go see that. Hey, grown women are going to see Harry Potter. Don't get it twisted.
You're right.
I-909. All right, so you get on that shit. Send that shit to her and mail us back and let us know what she said, okay?
All right, so definitely tell her about the wand and then tell her to put on the skirt for her either fraternity or her, wizard clan.
Wait.
I can't remember the name.
What fraternity does she represent? Because you represent Slytherin.
Yeah, I don't even know if she's even with that.
Well, you don't know until you... Okay, brother. Did the motherfucker say she loved Harry Potter? That's her jam, right? So
right.
She loves Harry Potter. Trust me, caller.
That was your key in the play with the jokes along
yeah.
with the wordplay of the Harry Potter
yeah.
jokes, the context, the references. She would have ate it all up.
The
main secret heart language. Other guys can't DM her and say that.
Right.
They ain't got the same kind of background knowledge that she got.
And that could be y'all secret little conversation right. that she can't have with the average guy. Because guess what? You know what the average guy's going to say? I don't want to see Harry Potter. That's stupid. Why would I stay in line to see Harry Potter? I don't like Harry Potter. Why don't you go by yourself and go see it? I'm going to just stay right here. All right, cool. That's what I want. Now, I'm going to show the fuck up. Ball Potter, Harry's uncle. Team Slytherin. I'm serious. That's how I'm doing that shit. Right. And I gave y'all the ones. I said it was Harry Potter. It was Twilight. It was Magic Mike. It was 50 Shades of Grey, and my other one was can't forget my other one. Oh, and that's Harry Potter. Harry Potter. Yeah, but those were the place I would tell you that the women they lining up for that kind of shit because they watched
right.
that shit when they were young and they grew with it. And just because they grew and they're adults now doesn't mean they're not going to those places. It's just that the people that they're with are shaming them for going to those places. By judging them by saying, I'm not going to do that stupid shit. Well, I don't want to see no Harry Potter. That's that shit. Let me know.
You jump in that lane. Now she's even more comfortable with you.
Yeah,
she's free with you in the way she's never been free before. She might have fantasies along with the show.
Yes.
Well, I'm going to dress up as this person. You dress up as that person. We're going to fuck or some shit.
Yeah.
I mean, the unleash the beast, bro.
Yeah, just like with...
Let her be that wild thing she want to be.
1,000. Just like with Twilight,
okay.
It was like, are you team vampire, team werewolf? And that was the thing that Burger King pushed on them back then. I was just showing y'all a game from back in the day. But that was how we got them. Because they were either loved the fucking wolf that was a nice guy and shit, or they love the asshole vampire. That was the fight. But the 50 Shades of Grey, there was another thing, because if you do your research, the 50 Shades of Grey, we always told you that they had to put plastic on seats because women were playing, masturbating. There were cucumbers and dildos in the theaters and all that other stuff. It was a hot spot for that. You look it up on, and all y'all guys laughing, y'all look that shit up, because we see the thing about game is that there's game in everything. And those that don't see it will miss those opportunities. Because just because she's a nerd doesn't mean she ain't sexy.
Mm-hmm.
Game in that, bro.
Steve, you got another caller? Because I was going to send you more screenshots of this other conversation.
All right. Send it with Uncle Ty and I'll do it. Go ahead. Send a screenshot. Send myself and Uncle Ty. We'll read it.
I appreciate y'all.
No, you stay your ass here. Don't appreciate you stay your ass. We're going to ream your ass and shit. Come on.
That's fine.
We're teaching everybody. This is a learning lesson. All right, you send me some new ones?
Not yet. I'm about to get the screenshots now.
All right, we're now got it. Oh, no doubt. Everybody listen to us. This is what's so dope about what Ty and I are doing right now. See, what we're showing you guys is that there's always a way to get a woman to move where you want her to go. And that's where a lot of y'all are missing the point in all this. Mm-hmm. We're always leading the woman and showing her. Now, for all you guys that don't know, we will show you what I call the rule of Jill Scott. All you new guys, all you Taekwondo guys, always remember this. If you don't remember anything about this show, remember this right here. Remember this.
Sometimes.
I say it like this. If you can tell me what to do, then you can tell me what to do. But if you can't tell me what to do, you can't tell me what to do.
Damn. That's the bottom line. So all this is about telling her what to do without making her feel slutty or bad, but leading her where you want her to go. All right, did you send them?
Yeah, I sent them.
All right, I'm pulling them up for Ty, and I'm about to download them. Let's see what we got. Let's see where you fucked these up at. Let's see. All right, you sent me two of them,
last
right?
message. Yeah, it was two of them. They're literally pretty much the same, but like a little space in between, between them.
I got you. I'm going to go tie in this motherfucker, and we're going to pop them motherfuckers up, and we're going to chop it up for you. All right.
Appreciate
guys, I want to call in. Number 563-999-3056 is the number. This is what you do, and this is how game works, guys. Game works this easy. Let's see if we pull this shit up. Oh, wait. Oh, I put that shit wrong. Hold on a second. Let me grab this. All right.
Hey,
so,
did you
see
that they're saying no sound or muted?
Oh, wait. No sound. Wait. Oh, wait. What's that?
Yeah, Steve, your microphone cut up.
Yeah, it's this. I got this. Hold on a second. Yeah, I'm sorry, man. I got this e-cam. I'm trying to work with. It's a brand new thing with this Apple shit. I'm trying to work, so it's like got some bugs in it, so it's the first time us doing it. All right, so here you go, guys. Here you go. Yeah, Ty, let me know when you're ready. Wait for Ty to get back. All right, Ty, here we go. Here's the first one. Here's the first message, and I'm gonna read while you read it, and we're gonna read it together, guys. She's saying, hi, Matthew. Okay, how you doing, Liv? It's a pleasure. How are you? Well, thank you for asking. I'd like to tell you I'd rather tell you Saturday while we get some ice cream at the place you're going to talk, okay? She says it sounds tempting, but how do I know you're not a murderer? Okay, you don't know. This is where you fucked up at. This is where your game comes in at. This is where game comes in at. Okay. Don't. I'm going to explain myself because that's what murderers do. I was thinking that we could meet at a public place, spend some time together with others around, then head back to my... Dude, why are you so fucking desperate, dog? I'm sure you are a working woman. Why the fuck are you bringing her back to you? You just fucked up, man. You just fucked up. Call her. Listen, Dweller.
You put out a shotgun.
Dog, I want her to want to come to your place because she's so intrigued by you. She wants to go to your place. She wants to know. She wants to know. How does she know you're not a murderer? Well, the one thing that I love to kill is beautiful hearts. I love to move minds, and I love to make women smile. I love to murder a smile. I love to murder you to think. I love to murder you to blush. But we can't find that out unless we spend a little time together. And like I said, when I first met you, your photo got my caught my eye, but now I want to see what's behind that smile. To be honest with you, I want you to murder me by telling me things about yourself that you never told anybody before. Stab me with information. Choke me with things so I can know more about the core of you, who you are. Run over me with information that you never told me. Yeah, see, I'm using all the right. I'm using all the murder terms or her doing it to me by giving me information.
Right.
But here's the thing. But like you said, I like the fact that you're taking it around people. It's because I want you to be around. I want you to feel safe. Because if you don't feel safe, I don't want to mess with you. And listen, I'm not trying to bring. I don't even bring up going to your house, dog. Why the fuck would you say that? But hold on, let's keep going to this.
If anything, you play that on the vibe, but when you get out there and she like,
yeah,
she's like, wait, you're done? You're going home?
All right, let's see here. Let's get to the second part, okay. Wait a second, here's the second one. This is the one where, is this the same one? Okay, wait.
Yeah.
Okay, this is the second one. Okay, wait, it's a pleasure, wait.
No, it's the same one.
Wait, it's the same one. Wait, you only sent me two. Wait, she never replied back, did she?
No, yeah, she didn't reply to that long message I sent. I sent both of those because of the spacing.
Okay, wait. You think she... Wait. Why would you take her back to your place? Tell me why.
Just because, I'm not trying to make it seem like, okay, we just going out for coffee. Like, yeah, we going out for coffee. We going to enjoy the drink and all that. And then, yeah, like, I'm thinking we're going to go back to my place. Like, it's not just I'm thinking, okay, we're going to go out, get something to drink, and then go our separate ways.
Because you can take that murder whole idea and play with it, dance with it.
Yes.
Play it like a flute in her ears. Take that same, swing that momentum backwards into like a dance, bro. That's what I'm saying. Not a deflect thing. Oh, I'm not a murderer. Here's what I'm going to do to prove I'm not a murderer. Or what comes off smoother? Here's what I'm going to do to prove I'm not a murderer. Or would a murderer do this? Would a murderer talk to you like this?
Right.
Let me change how you even conceptualize what kind of murderer I am. Cause I kill. I kill something else.
Right. And caller, why are you bringing up going back to your place? You just met the bitch. Right?
That's true. True.
Right? What do I keep telling you, surface dweller? What do I keep telling you? How many times do I have to tell you that you are, when you say what you said, what are you saying that she is? The woman that has police judgment for the valley. What are you calling her?
A whore and a slut.
A whore and a slut and dirt under your shoe. And you don't even realize you're doing that shit because you don't even know her well enough, but you automatically assume that she's a whore and a slut, that she can easily go back to your place. And
you
this
met her on this app.
Yeah. Why would you say that, man? Why?
You're right.
I tell you dwellers all the time, stop being thirsty. This is the problem of the show, the whole thing of the show. If you just would have went there and made her smile, made her laugh, and made her blush, then guess what? You could have taken her outside because some women like that don't like public displays of affection. You could have walked her to the car. You could have gave her a nice little kiss and did a five play or a master the bedroom move that I show you, a kiss that then she would probably say, you know what, it's still, you know, maybe we can go to Lake Spridge or Ass Cheeks where it's more private, or how far is your place, or my place is up the street. But you're not seeing the big picture. She's got to sit down with you and say, damn, he's different and he's sexy. And damn, he's not even trying to fuck me, but why am I thinking nasty thoughts? Why am I the one thinking about, and he's cool as hell. How many women is he seeing before? Is he seeing anybody right now? Why is he with me? Is he like me? Is he? You see all that? All that could happen in that store where it all goes away with a kiss or a touch. And she wants to move on you. You don't have to fuck. See, this is what's wrong with you service dwellers. You think penetration is sex. It's not with a woman. Penetration's here. As soon as you start talking, you unbuttoning her clothes here. Slowly taking them off here. Slowly kissing her. Slowly caressing her. Slowly penetrating her here. So once this, because remember, you gotta look at the rules and all the Taekwondo guys out there. Remember. Okay, let me show y'all something. Okay, now remember, I want y'all to see this. Okay, now this is where y'all fucked up because her beliefs are tied into the coochie, right? Remember that, guys. Beliefs are tied into the pussies. This is why you fuck up. Okay, but what I'm showing you, oops, wrong thing. What I'm showing you here is that it's behavior modification. When she feels safe around you, she realizes there's no judgment, then she realizes there's emotional benefits to being with you, then she begins to trust you, and then there is emotional value that she sees in you. So then when she sees all that, even though she has these thoughts right here that I have value and all this other stuff, what is going to happen is the behaviors and the emotions will supersede the beliefs. That's what makes them want to fuck you the first night. That's what makes them want to sleep with you right off the bat, because they're finally justifying the behavior they're about to do because there is a behavior and an emotional benefit to you. That's what y'all guys are.
You just blew they fucking mind with that one. And this is why me and Steve get along so well, man. We go deep on this shit.
Deep.
And dudes don't understand.
Right.
You don't get the pussy by going for the pussy.
Right. You don't do that.
You just want to flip the switch, which is waiting to be turned on. She already got it in her based on how you talk to her, how you treat her,
yes,
how you make her feel when she's around you and when she's not around you, even more important.
Yes.
Because she's gonna want to come back. She's going to want to spend time. She's going to want to come back around. She'll dread it thinking that she's not, even with another guy. But it all starts from the bottom, the safety, the trust, the comfortability.
Right. And the key thing here, guys, is taking away the insecurity. When you are taking away the insecurity, what happens is she begins to think about what it could be like. And then when you message her number two, she gets excited. Number three, she reads the messages over and over again. Number four, she starts to fantasize a little bit. Number five, she thinks about what it'd be like kissing your lips. Number six, she's thinking about ways to get you to see her in a sexual way. Number seven, she can't wait to touch you. Number eight, she can't wait for you to feel you. And number nine, you're smashing. And why is that? Is because you're not veering. A man stands straight. He doesn't veer to the left. He doesn't veer to the right. He is clear, concise, transparent, and he's a wow factor because talking to him, remember, guys, it's very important. The most important thing with a woman is the reason why she puts on the wig, the makeup, the push-up bras, and all that shit she takes on is because she actually hates herself. Let me show y'all guys something. Hold on. Let me pull this up and edumacate them tie real quick on this shit. Let me give you an example about women.
Example. You couldn't even do me the favor of just being upfront with me. Instead, I have to sit here and think that, oh, maybe someone actually values me for more than just my body, you know?
Like, baby, I know. I know what I look like. I know that I'm bringing this to the table.
See that shit? These, my dear guys, these women, I mean, let me find it. These women are living lies, guys. And let me show you. Let me find a video, a clip. Guys, y'all got to see this because what y'all don't understand about these women is that they're very fucking insecure. That is their greatest thing. Let me see if I can find it to you. I'm trying to find the insecurity joint. And I want all y'all, all the Taekwondos in the dojo to see what Unk is talking about because y'all don't understand the game. Y'all think that y'all got to prove something. There's only a few things you got to prove. One thing you got to prove to the woman, number one, is that you are the center of your universe. You've got to prove that. And once you can show her that you're the center of the universe, let me see, I think it is on this one right here. Sorry, God. See, this is what they see for a lot of you guys.
I can't even do shit right here. And you know that, man. Why are you doing me like this, man? Everything I do is a fucking problem, G. And I'm sitting here telling you I don't have nobody, man. I'm going through a lot too, G. All I know is you. And you really trying to hurt my heart, G.
Now, why would a woman want to be with someone like that? But what I'm saying to y'all guys out there, these women out here, their biggest crush that they don't want you to know about is their insecurity. And the remember the dress, the purse, and the makeup. Think one thing. What do they all have in common? They never take the woman out on a date. All they do is post up somewhere, and they say, this is who I am, and this is what I can do for you. So the woman that sees the dress, there are some women that will look at the dress and walk past the dress. There are some women that will look at the dress and go inside and see if they can find the dress size that fits them. Some women will go inside, grab the dress, and go in front of the mirror, and some will go in the fitting room. The dress is always a dress because it takes away the insecurity. So once you take away her insecurity, guys, and she feels more secure in you, that's what's going to get you your one-night stands. When you can make her feel that being with you makes me feel like I'm on top of the world, and that's why the Taekwondos of the world don't have to rush for pussy, because he just shows up and they can feel his vibe. They know they can feel secure in him. Just hearing his voice is soothing to the woman. So before he even meets him, he's already got him. Does that make sense, caller?
Go ahead, G. And a lot of guys go wrong when that begins. As the guy we had on the call earlier, before he even approaches her, he already thinks he knows her in his mind. Oh, she's not that type of girl. She's this kind of girl. So I can't say that to her, so I'm going to say this instead. So all of this skipping around and hopping around and walking on eggshells and trying to get it right for the right girl, it's already preconditioned judgments he has against her. So when he deals with her, he carries this with his language, his jargon, and how he deals with her. So the moment she's messing with him, she can feel this undertone of insecurity that he has, this undertone of thirstiness and desperateness. So you need to check yourself before you even walk out the door. That's where your game will start, is right. Checking yourself.
Right. That's why I love to bring – remember, I keep telling you, I love to bring – I want to remove from the herd. I want to bring it to a safe spot. So the WhatsApp or Instant Messenger, right? That's a safety area, right? But in that safety area, it allows me to show her what she's fucking with, because that's when I hit them through land, sea, and air. For y'all guys don't know, land is text messaging, sea is voice message, and air is video. I'm able to communicate with her to separate myself from everybody out there that just sends regular messages. But I'm leading her to a place that's safe, because if she's not comfortable with me face-to-face yet, but she still is interested in me, I still want to show her why I'm going to lose that interest. She's going to lose that interest, and that interest of, well, I'm not sure, is going to turn into more attraction. It's going to turn into more, what is this Taekwondo? How does he operate? Okay, guys, here you go, prime example. Y'all remember that call we had an hour ago where that guy called in and asked how y'all think and why y'all move the way you do, because it's so fascinating? Well, women do exactly what he does. I'm telling you, it's a fascination. They get
very desperate to figure it out.
Oh yeah, they get very desperate because remember, guys, they're used to left and right. That means guys coming from the left or the right or back door. They're not used to someone coming right at them, and that's what throws them off, because there's no playbook on that guy. They're so amazed by Ty. At the same time where there's amazement, there's also the battle that goes in her head, okay? All right? Because you know what? The mind might say, well, Ty's an asshole. You know, Ty's not the kind of guy, brother. He's just
a fucking other woman.
Yeah, he's got other, right.
A lot of times it won't even be the judgments to me. It'll be them, you know, they fight over themselves.
Right. Yeah,
will
it's
they
a battle.
Fold?
Yes.
Well, exactly. The battle within themselves. Like, I don't normally do this. I don't normally...
Yes.
She's still resisting.
Yes. And the battle is through the mind and the body. See, the body wants Ty because the body is curious to know what it feels like to be with someone like Ty. But maybe the mind is saying, well, Ty's got other women. But see, that's when the body and the mind go in their personal world. Ty only
and
offers...
And that's with Steve. That's where we come in and cup it perfectly. Yep. We're not even forcing them to make a decision.
Yep. Nope.
We encourage them to do what they want to do.
Exactly. And that
I should do what you.
Yes, that's the bandages and the bullets right there. Because we're saying, we're not trying to force you to do anything you don't want to do. All we're doing is saying, make a decision. And I'll respect whatever you say. Because the one thing they know is that they know we can move on. And that's the killer part. That's why they don't want to leave, because of the competition. They love the fact.
What the caller said earlier is like, well, you can just end it like that? Why can't I?
You can. You can just walk away. Hey, guys. You can walk away.
I can leave that date and text another girl and have her at my crib by something I get there.
Exactly. Just it's so fun when you get to throw them away. And get hey, Ty, remember I went Ty. If I get in the car, she got an attitude because I have other women, and we're in a car, and we get to the light. I'm like this, and everybody's like, "What's that noise?" That's me about to turn this fucking car around and drop her the fuck off. I'm not dealing with it. I'm not dealing with that. I'm turning that to my blinker, guys. I'm turning that motherfucking car around. And why does it end in that
fucking blinker?
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm turning the car around.
We just tight ass left turn.
Yeah, right, tight left. You know why? Why we get to fucking? Because she's like, "What are you doing?" I said, "I ain't got time for this bullshit. I'm gonna have some fun." Well, I didn't mean it like that. Well, no, you're playing games.
Is that way.
Yeah, you're playing games and shit. And then you know what? We end up fucking. Why? Because she's not used to being told no. They're not used to that. They're used to you surface dwellers, always trying to keep it going. Oh, wait, let me see.
A lot of y'all guys, they got that misconception that fucking on the first day is about being thirsty and jumping on the pussy. It's honestly the lack of urgency which flows the conversation naturally to where that happens and that just comes up. And she can even see that I'm not pressed for the sex, but it doesn't make her feel like an object of sex.
Right.
A tool, just a means of, oh, he's horny.
Yeah, no doubt. You guys, y'all call in. We got 28 minutes to call in, guys. Y'all call in. But, Ty, that's the problem with, see, y'all want sex so bad, you're bypassing anything, and you're not showing her that you could take away her insecurity. You're making her more insecure because you're making her feel more like a slut and a whore. Now, please understand this. I'm not saying women can't do slutty and whorish things, but there's got to be a trust for them to do that. But what y'all guys are doing is y'all are making them feel like trash or dirt under their shoe, and you're not making them feel sexy. And they don't want to be with someone because y'all are the same motherfuckers that run around and put all their business on the street. And she knows that, and that's why she ain't messing with most of y'all guys. So, all right, we'll throw you in, guys. What's up?
Real quick, Steve, so with the conversation classes that you have, like, literally just follow that, like, rule by rule, and then don't even mention sex, because then it's going to seem like you want sex, and then
Wait,
you could create your own rule by rule.
Exactly.
You could break the rules of the game. You could create a new game. I'm saying you want to be the guy who is the source of the answers, not the copy and paste.
Yes, and call her.
You know what I'm saying?
I keep telling you, stop trying. She knows you want to fuck. She already knows you want to smash. The question is what's behind the smash? This is important. What do I get out of it? Based off of your behavior is going to tell me what I get out of it. And if you don't know what you're doing, I'm going to get 3 minutes of you pumping, rolling over, and going to fuck to sleep or asking for a sandwich. That's all I'm going to get. I'm going to get someone that's going to kiss my neck, kiss my breast, spit on me, and just slide it in, pump. Some women don't want that. I'm serious.
I hear you.
Some women don't want that.
See, the mic cut out.
Yeah, got it.
The mic cut out, Brody.
Yeah.
But the only thing was I only mentioned sex just because I wasn't trying to fall into the friend zone. And then it's like, oh, we was just friends, you know.
You already fell in the friend zone because you were trying to be her buddy. Dweller, I keep telling you, man. I don't want the pussy. I don't want to fuck. I just want the invite. I just want her to let me in. That's all I want because I'm trying to get to the place that most of y'all don't go. I want the core of her. Not only am I trying to reach her core, I'm trying to take her somewhere that she's never been before. And once I get her core, that means I become the cause and the cure.
Wait, Steve, how can I get there if I'm focused on her body?
Well, you ain't getting nowhere. You're on the surface. All you're doing is hitting the surface.
Steve, I'm looking at her body. How can I even, where is that?
Y'all, that's the surface dweller. Y'all hitting the top. Y'all ain't even think. When you hit her core, that means you are the cause of her sexual lust and her pain, but you're also the cure of it. And she becomes addicted to you. And addicted to the dick. But see, y'all, and that's when, and this is something going to be shocking to all you guys, y'all never been in a position to take the dick off the table and punish him. Y'all, I know, this might be going over some of y'all heads. Let me say it again to y'all youngsters out there, that when you know about this game like this, you can punish them by taking away your time, taking away the dick, and they will go out their batty-ass mind, and they'll feel like they lost the world when you stop talking to them.
Okay. And then, Steve, also, when you throwing them back in the water, is it better to tell them, like, hey, you know, I enjoyed this time, but deuces, or is it just, you know, kind of ghost them?
What do you mean? Wait, let me see if I can – Ty, I don't know if I can show you that one. Wait, let me see if I can send this to you, Ty. Shit.
It's something that might violate the stream code.
I got it. Wait. I'm gonna cut it because I'm gonna cut out the photo. I'm gonna cut out the photo, and I got you, dog. I learned, Ty. I learned. I'm gonna go ahead and download it.
You had to delete the stream one time.
I know. I'm sorry, Ty. Then I'm gonna go ahead and send it to me. Watch this, Ty. Watch this, dog. I got it, Ty. I'm sorry. My bad on the other one, man. I got you on this one, dog. See, I learned. Hey, guys, see that shit. I learned and adjust, man. You know, sometimes we gotta break it down this way. Okay, now I sent it to myself. So now, Ty, I'm going to grab it and download it from where I got it from, and then I'm going to upload it and show
it. Is it on your phone? You can send it to my number.
Well, I got it now. I'm about to download and pop it on the page now. I'm about to pop it on the page.
All right, bad.
Yeah, okay. So, I am about to pop it on the page. Here we go. Wait, let me grab it. I'm about to pop it on the page. Show y'all game. This is from my students. See, this is my students. It's one of my students, guys. I love showing off my students when they listen and learn game. Here you go, Ty. I now remember I deleted the – it wasn't really a naked picture. It was just her – covering up her chest naked top. So I didn't want to mess anything up. So we got this right here. Now at the top is the photo, but look at what she's saying.
I get it.
This is what she's saying. See, he's talking to her. Then he hit it from C. He's using the voice message. She liked that. And then she says, yes, I need your lesson, baby. Make it nasty. See that guy?
Asking for it, guys.
This is the point of the whole show.
See, they got to see how vulnerable she is. Right?
Oh,
how
my
open
God.
She is.
Open.
Free to be judged. Oh. Comfortable. Safe.
Yes.
Safe enough to be wild. She let that motherfucker demon go and had no shame.
It's
make it nasty.
Yes, make it nasty. As I said, I'm going to show many of these things, man. This is here you go, man. Yeah, pay attention. You do. One of the reasons why I fell in love with you. I know it's the little things. That's the little things. Look at that shit. Yeah. You see, I know a few little
you do
things.
Do is what makes you miss you. Nah, she's in her duffel bag.
motherfucker,
duffel bag.
They don't understand how cold you be. Guys, you talking to some cold ones, man.
They get like, they almost act like movie characters. That are so like stuck in love. It's crazy. And Steve, no guarantee of a relationship. No girlfriend, boyfriend, no wife, husband, no.
None. Zero. 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 Zilch.
And no control to be like, oh, don't talk to that girl. Or, do not talk to this.
No.
All freedom.
All freedom. Freedom. Hey, listen. Like I said to you, I, if she's going out with a guy, I'm all encouraging for that because I'm not that guy. So what I want to do is I want to make sure that she gets in a relationship with the guy and she just gives me the ass on the side. So I don't want you to wear. Listen, is he an ass or titty man? What is he? Oh, he like ass? Okay, dude, you can't wear that dress because that dress is for your breasts. Why don't you wear that over there? That brings out your ass a little more, okay? Hey, have fun. Enjoy yourself and have a good time. Oh, what I'm going to do? Now, Ray Ty, this is where they think we lying. I'm just going to play some video games. I'm just going to chill with the boys. I'm going to watch some football. You know, I'm just going to chill. And they're like, no, you're not. You're going to be with a girl. See, I don't even want
to
go.
Take her out on dates?
Huh?
Ain't you supposed to take her out on a date? when you take her for the first date? On the third day, I'm trying to hit it's the sixth date. And I've never even been in a public setting with her.
No, you know what's weird? That's what I tell guys. Even if you set the date, if I set it up on Monday for Friday, we already talking about fucking at least by Monday night or Tuesday, and they don't even want to go on a date. They want to go to your place. They're so, guys, I'm telling you, they're so into men that what is it like to kiss them? What is it like to touch them? What is it like to unbutton and smell? Guys, this is all the things that go in their head. As they say, all my life, I've been eating bologna sandwiches. All my life, Brand X, guys that don't know what they're doing, guys that make me feel like a whore, guys that make me feel bad about doing things that I like to do. But this man is not only not making me feel bad, but he's saying be badder than what you are. Let it go. Mm-hmm. Let's play. Mm-hmm. Let's ride with that.
Tell her to let it really flow.
Talk
that shit.
Yeah.
Getting it. Listen, y'all in the chat, get screenshots on the Patreon, the woman in full demon time mode, full call. Listen, I mean, they just get soup. They get so descriptive. I mean,
you're
a child of God.
Oh, right.
Oh, my God. You be like, oh, she nasty.
That's out the door.
See, rub your head. All that is gone. Yeah. All that is gone. And she just gets to be what she is, as she is. I don't judge. I welcome it. I encourage it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I was waiting for it. I knew it was there.
But
it's just a matter of time.
And that's the reason why we touch them without touching them. Because for every what are you doing and how was your day, guys, I keep telling her, all I do is give her the drug of me. All I got to do is hold that button down through WhatsApp, because that's why I bring it to WhatsApp or Instant Messenger. It allows me to use my voice message. Hey, what's up, sexy? I just wanted to say, how you doing? Give me a call when you can. I'll holler back at you later. Done. My work is done. My work is done. Because all day, every day, she's going to be pressing that all day. She's going to show her girlfriends all day, pressing that button, pressing that button, pressing that button. And then if things don't work out with us, she's going to start missing out, because you guys, hey, what you doing? How was your day? What are you up to? She's like, damn. I wonder what Steve's up to right now. You know what? Remember, I don't want him to know he's got me. So I'm just going to listen. I'm just going to snort this little bit of drug right here. He ain't going to know. And pray.
See, that's the funniest part, when you kind of see the resistance that she's trying to get. Fighting it, right?
Yes.
But the whole fight and the resistance, the harder you fight, the deeper you sink in the quicksand.
Yes,
the quicksand. And not in an arrogant way. Women know that they do this. They know when they messing with a smooth motherfucker and they falling for him. They know they fight it. They know they resist it. They know they try to, like, I don't really like him that much. Or or I don't want to call him, but I'm going to call him anyway. Or they always slip up. They always say something that is revealing of what they say. Next thing you know, she's like, why you ain't called me in 2 days? What you been up to? I see it for what it is.
Oh, AAT, what about when they just send you a photo? What about when they just send you? You just mind your business. And then we don't even, what's wrong with my photo? What, you don't like the ass? You don't like my ass anymore? You don't like how I look naked?
Sending it to you. Sending it to you and asking you, is it all right?
Yeah, is it wrong? Oh, my God.
What about this one? This dress or that dress?
Or Victoria's Secrets, this lingerie, that loud, this bra or whatever, you know. How I want to look good for you. You know what knows on that T? I want to look good for
ways.
You.
Little we talking about double texting. Double texting. Oh my God.
Yeah, man. I'm saying, man. He says okay. Listen. I can wear a potato sack and pull whip.
Steve, these guys don't know. I can't dress. I wear the same plain sweatsuits, bullshit, all the time.
All day. And they don't care. Okay, guys. Let me explain something to you. Remember, I didn't have money when I was young, and I had to buy and wear what I had. I had to make that look good on me. But I never bought anything for anybody. I bought for myself. But what they will do when you're in the shower, they will sneak into your closet. They will look at your shirt size, your pant size, and your shoe size, and they will take a mental note. And then all of a sudden, when they go window shopping with that sucker, they're going to be looking for things for you to buy, and they're going to start buying you things because the connection that they want to have with you. Again, y'all are
they don't know women like to shop.
Oh, they oh my things. God!
No, they're gold diggers. Oh, not the yeah. same gold diggers. Right. Not them.
Not the gold.
Not the
right.
The cheating, the liars, and the what call them thoughts and.
Yes.
Oh no, they like to buy stuff for men.
Oh man, they love to. They love, so you're.
She don't even text me back.
Right. Right. Mm-hmm. And so it's don't listen. I always tell you guys, if you want to dress nice, dress for yourself. Never do anything for a woman. Y'all got it. Y'all every time you do something for a woman, you lose.
You're gonna be outside poking your chest. Oh, like, do she yeah. see it? Do she notice me?
Exactly.
Do she notice me?
Exactly, man.
Do she notice me?
That's what I'm saying. Just regular.
Maybe if she noticed me, she would want to fuck me.
Guys, y'all can wear regular
That's your logic.
Regular shirts, dog, and they will say things to you with regular shirts on. Regular shirts on. They will tell you that you look sexy. Now, wait. Ty, I'm not going to say nothing. Ty, just read. Ty, just read your message. I'm not going to say nothing. Ty, I'm going to send it right. I'm going to say read. Ty, just read it. Go. I know. Check your phone. Read that. I just sent you some on your phone. Just read it. Just read. Not the name. Just read it.
Hold on. I ain't saying yet. Oh, wait. No, you sent a screenshot.
What does it say?
You want me to read it out loud?
Yeah, read it out loud.
I love you in red. You touching me without touching me.
y'all think I'm playing? y'all think we playing around, man? Y'all. You see what I'm saying? They don't even understand. Guys, this is not a very expensive. It has nothing to do with anything. It's a regular old shirt.
Thought it was B-Loan or something.
Yeah, man. That's just how game work, man. And that's how y'all can win.
We still talking about dates and stuff and what we supposed to do. What y'all guys need to realize is you need to work around you, not the norm. The moment you fight to fit in the norm is where you lose
yes.
all the advantages that you have as you.
Yes.
What other guys are doing, what other guys are saying, how they're saying it, how they're doing it.
Yes.
And even if, more so in the copying, right, in the copying of their game. Imagine she already ran into me. And she's trying to get over me. And then you copy me, and now you remind me of her. Remind her that she's not with me. Or you remind her why she shouldn't fuck with you because every guy just said the same shit.
Yep.
But I'm telling y'all, especially if she bad, she thick, nice body, good skin, look bad, pretty as hell. Those be the ones that don't go for that shit at all. You'll get nowhere with them. Hey, baby girl, you so pretty. You look good today. Okay. You the 55th guy that said it today. And even if no guy was bold enough to approach her, she already knows she bad.
That's an eight. And guys, y'all can call in. The lines are open for a few more minutes. If y'all want to call in, lines are open. But this is the beauty of game. It's not what
those,
I'm winning.
I'm just going to finish this point.
You got it, brother.
Those bad women, those pretty women, those are the ones who are the easiest to get. Here's why. Because they are the most shocked and surprised when you don't want them for their body and how bad they are.
Mm-hmm.
They are most blown away. Like this doesn't make them do a backflip or a cartwheel. If this every other guy would already be triple texting me, calling me three times in a row, begging to come see me, begging to come with me to come over to go see them. This guy won't even sweat me. He won't even jog, let alone chase.
Yep.
He just wants to touch my mind. I isn't even worried about me on a sexual level, but makes me feel comfortable enough to be sexual and encourages that sexuality. I mean, how does he do this without even being thirsty and obsessed with my body, but obsessed with himself, his death, and the death that I go to when I'm with him?
And
she's blown away. She doesn't even experience it. Every other guy looks at her and says, he's caught on how bad she is, how pretty she is, how fat the ass is.
Yes, and this is important for y'all to understand what Taekwondo is saying. She has her perception, but she buys into his reality. Once she buys into his reality, she's got to follow through his narrative. She's in unfamiliar territory because after that, she's shifting over to follow him. The problem with you guys shift and follow her. And that's why y'all are lost waiting for her to tell you what to do and all this other stuff. We bend reality by what we are. We will change her perception. She's allowed to have her perception. That's the beautiful thing that y'all don't understand. She's allowed to feel what she wants to feel. She can, she can have 20, 30, or 50 bank accounts. And what I mean by bank account, guys, are guys that will pay her rent, that will buy her clothes, that will fix things and drive her around. She's allowed to have all those things with us. Because here's the beautiful thing. They ain't me, and I ain't them. And you know what? I never want her to change here. But see, here lies.
Taking her phone.
Right, right.
Who's that? Why your phone just vibrating?
Right. Who is that calling you? Yeah.
Leave them alone.
Stop calling them.
She finds a way to outsmart you.
Yep.
She. You know what this one girl used to do with me? She used to block me on Instagram. And the whole time be seeing me the whole time.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
We would never text anything incriminating on her relationship, but we would be on the phone and the things, Steve, the things she would say.
Oh, God, I love it. I love it.
Come and see me, the things she would say and do.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, oh, ain't your boyfriend, ain't y'all been together for 5 years,
They're so lonely. I remember, like I told you, it was rolling on Easter. Remember I told you about the one that liked to dress up in a bunny rabbit outfit that liked to hop around like chasing eggs and shit and, carrots and not supposed to capture and stuff. She had a man, yeah. But you know what? She wanted to, she was into this thing like where they, not cosplay, but it's a thing where they wear animal outfits and slit the back and like to have sex that way. She was into that thing. She couldn't do that with her man because he kept shaming her for just even talking about it or whatever. So she got with me. I said, hey, look.
That's weird.
I can't believe it. Right. I'm not here to judge you. Let's have
fun. She's gonna do it anyway. Come over here and do it.
Yeah, she's gonna come over here and do it. And she did, and that's the hook. And that's what I'm saying for all these guys out there to understand. We don't force women to be anything we want them to be. They want to be whatever they have to be to keep us around. Keyword: keep us around. Keyword. And if y'all are missing the point and of everything we're trying to say, guys, lines are open for another 8 minutes if y'all guys want to call in. But the key point about all of this is that we're saying that when you learn yourself, that's what you learn in the dojo on Taekwondo's Patreon. That's what you learn in the man mindset of learning how to be something different, meaning be yourself. The one thing you don't know how to be, but you can learn how to be, that's how you're going to get them because they meet so many of the average guy, brand X, every day, all day, all week, all month, all year, all their lives.
The box cut man.
Same thing, man.
Sidewalker.
These surface dwellers. That's all they mean. So don't get it wrong. They will pick the top surface dweller, meaning that they will pick the top zebra. Because even in the herd of zebras, there is an alpha in that herd. Now, you take that zebra and put it next to a lion, the rules change.
I mean, Steve, it's ridiculous. It's like I said, no ego and no arrogance involved. It'd be amazing to me. And like you said, that same girl who would sit there and yell at this guy, disrespect him, put him in his place. I mean, just no respect for him at all, no care or concern, comes over here and she's an angel. Oh, no, a demon and an angel at the same time. But an angel in the sense that she's very sweet, she's very sensitive, she's very soft, she's very, like, I don't even.
Ty, I remember one, she was a good girl. I guess they call them good. She was a good girl. And she was good for a moment until I told her, I said, hey, you want to play? And she's like, well, I'm having a long day at work, man. They stressing me out. I said, you want to have some fun? She's like, what you got in mind? I said, no, I'm not coming to see you. We ain't going to fuck on the floor or shit like that. I just want to, again, touch her without touching her. I said, go in the bathroom, pull your panties down, put your phone on vibrate, sit in your seat, put the phone in the in between your lips, and I'm just going to start dialing her number. That's all I did. Start dialing her number. It's vibrating. She was getting off on that shit. But it was the – she's like, oh, I geez, never – yeah.
Breed,
right. I was just saying, dog. I mean, time to sound time. Time. Ex-Gigolo, baby. I'm out there, man.
Different breed, man.
I got to be. All right, guys, look, we got 5 minutes left of the show, 5 minutes to call in if y'all want. We'll be wrapping up in 5 minutes, but this is what we're talking about. If y'all got a question, go ahead and put it in there. Any questions you got, Ty, on your end, let me know. I'll check on my end, guys. If y'all got any questions.
Go ahead and ask a question, y'all.
Yeah.
But the first thing I'll say is that if you cannot be comfortable in yourself, in your desires, in your sexuality, in your identity, in your who you are as a man, you can never begin to make her feel or take away her insecurities in that sense. Because I got to realize we don't do these things for the women. We already do these things for ourselves. This is the state we exist in. So when we interact with that woman, she's only experiencing the way I think and the way I live. Therefore, when we have conversations between each other, I mean, just imagine that y'all watch our videos. And y'all feel that impact. Could you imagine talking to us directly over an extended period of time? Directed attention. Take a Patreon call or one-on-one call and have that be extended over a period of time in my presence.
Dude.
In that conversation, I lift her out of her body mentally.
Yes.
And it all even triggers back down, you know, to her body because now she's turned on. Now she's sexually safe and comfortable in her skin. It's all connected. It's all connected. But it starts here. And it comes from here. And it comes from, for me, the mouth.
Oh, yeah, always the mouth.
I just talk her in and out.
Yeah, let's answer this question real quick before we go to 909 real quick. What do you mean by a woman
what
just,
is that so
just
confusing?
Rolls and she's not in? Hey, wait, dog.
How is that so confusing?
Because y'all don't – look, when I say roll, they're done with you. If they hang out with you, it's for free food or free something. They don't really want you.
When you're still sitting around saying that she ain't text you back 3 months later.
You know how the guy
gets – Should I double text? I mean, I double texted her like she ain't – you know, every time I reply, like she just don't reply. Unless I reply, you know, you know, those scenarios that y'all got.
Yeah. 909, what's your question, man? What's up, man?
Listen, I was just hoping for some game on the fly. Literally, it's a message right now. So it's on Snapchat. But let's see. So just to give you what she responded to, what I said, yeah, I don't know about you, but if you know someone personally, then I support. But I'm not trying to be rude, but are you studying business and marketing, right? And she said, yes, basically.
Let's lock in. What do you want? Where do you want this to go? Who is she?
Well, yeah, it was sexual interest at first, but I did, like, tell her a product.
So you took sexual interest into what she studies in college?
No, it's not sexual on the interest in college, but, you know, making it more than just, like, a sexual conversation.
How can it be sexual when you are talking boring as fuck? Print screen that.
I don't know how you went backwards.
Yeah, print screen what you got so we can see where you're at so we can help you. Print screen and I'll put it on the board.
Just read the messages in order. No context. Just read in order.
Yeah. Is it Snapchat or is it WhatsApp?
This is on Snapchat. I didn't move her over there. I got her number and I got her Snapchat.
Yeah, read it in order.
Read what you got.
Okay, so yeah, so where I started was I don't know about you, but if I know someone personally, then I support their business. I'm not trying to be rude, but you're studying business and marketing, right? She said, yeah, basically I follow, but not gonna lie, I'm kind of picky on hair products I use because of how much I value my hair, but I genuinely love how your sister's actually getting a natural hair business started. I respect that. What's the hair cream ingredients? I guess I can answer that, but Steve, what can I say to at least get this out of that whole business conversation?
Wait, I'm trying to understand something. What was the – okay, I'm trying to see because I think you dug yourself in a deeper hole. What was that the first conversation? What was the first conversation you had? Go to the top. What was the first thing you said to her that led you to this point? Because I think, I feel like if you talking like this, it's got to be much worse before that shit. So you already had
to get so deep into business and hair products. And
oh my God, they had, that's what I'm trying to get to. So go ahead, caller. Go back and read how you got to hair products and shit.
Okay, so yeah, I started with like I told her like, hey, what's up, sexy? I wanted to give you the opportunity to join me for coffee at Starbucks on Friday.
I want
8:30 to 9:30 in the morning.
And what'd she say?
She said, hey, you LOL AM or PM? I said AM, and since I'm inviting you, don't worry about money. And then she said,
I'm
really
that.
Just wait, what did they go out there?
Oh my fucking!
I said, AM, and since I'm inviting you, don't worry about money. Just because it's a coffee date, and I didn't, you know, it's not that much out of my pocket.
Why are you?
It's not that much. All right, what you did when you said that is that you made her feel like not much.
Exactly.
Basically, you made her feel like not much.
I didn't tell her. I didn't tell
her.
Why
you mean with money?
You devalued that, taking her out on that place because it's not much. You can handle it. It ain't much. It ain't none.
I didn't mention that
she's
to
not,
her. I just said,
like,
I just said AM,
like,
and since I'm inviting
somewhere.
I told her, since I'm inviting you, don't worry
telling
about
what you heard, what you said. She
I feel
heard.
Like you already said what you needed to say in that first message. What did she reply to that made you give more context to the situation? You told her what, when, and what time, and all that.
Right. But, I mean, I wasn't going to just,
what made
you know,
give more context?
Say that again. Ty,
I said, what made you add more context if you gave her every detail that
yeah,
she
already
needed?
Gave her the, you already gave her the time and everything. So what went into the next part?
So, yeah, she said that. She said, I'm loving your energy. Unfortunately, I almost forgot I had a little birthday trip with some friends planned for Friday. Let me know when you're free again. I said, you really can do 30 minutes Friday morning between 8:30 a.m. and 9:30. She said,
why are you pushing it, desperate? Why are you pushing it?
She literally asked you, give her another day.
Another
and you went, you can't do 30.
Yeah. You can't do 30 minutes with me? Dude, you
I
sound
know,
desperate.
Like this. My precious.
Wait, let me
get the ring.
Wait, hold on. Please,
my ring.
Wait, 10 minutes.
Wait, let me just sniff it.
Wait, Ty, get ready. Say it again. Sing it again. Dude, say what you said again. Ready, go. Say it again.
My friend. Let me just smell it. Let me just see it. Like, bro, she already even said to you, like, you know what I'm saying? Just tell me another day you're free. That's all it was.
God damn, so then what happened?
Another day would have been better.
Okay, so
just
she
be
said,
considerate
for that.
And do Friday.
But after that, she said, "Oh no, if things go as planned, we'll be leaving out early to get some to things planned in LA by a certain time." I said, "Well, how about you make it up to me on Monday, and we'll leave the past behind us." She said, "LOL, damn, I got classes on Mondays and Wednesdays. I wanted to hear your voice. You free to talk tonight?" And I said, "Yeah, I got time for you tonight." Then she said, "Bet, what's your number again?"
Stop.
I got time for you.
Come on, man.
I got time for you.
Even
is she annoying?
But she said, "I want to hear your voice." Why didn't you give her a voice message and let her know?
No, the first message that I sent that I told her I wanted to give you the opportunity and all that, that was all voice message. That was voice message. Like, I talked to her before.
Did she say she wanted to hear your voice?
Listen. Had you got on that phone call like this, man, how you doing? She would have been like, oh my God. Bro, she would have been holding her legs.
Yeah.
Because they would have been shaking so bad. And then she'd have been like, keep talking. And let me do this. And she would have started playing with herself on that phone call, bro.
Yeah.
All you needed to do was show up.
Show up and show out.
There you
go. So then what you
that
say?
Was all, this is all, this conversation is all last night. So I said, I'm dead. It's like I gave her my number. I said, but I'll call you in a bit. So I gave her my number and then, showed her a picture like me kind of settling my dog. And then she's like, okay, let me know when you're ready. And then I sent her a picture of her contact info, and I said, this is still your number,
when
right?
Did you call her? Did you call
Where's
her?
Where's the situation going, bro?
I know. Did you call her?
This is to explain literally all, like, literally
did you call
why,
her?
Yes, Dad, yes, I did call her.
Did you call her? Did you call her that night? Yes or no?
Yes. I called her last night. She didn't answer, and then I sent her the contact card. I said, this is still your number. She said, yep, and then she called me. I answered the phone then at that point.
And what did y'all talk about?
It's hard to remember, honestly, but
we
talked about
remember what you talked about.
She gonna let me fuck.
Come on, man. If you can't remember what you're talking about, she doesn't remember you.
Okay.
You don't know what the fuck you talked about?
I know that.
Last night.
I told her about the accident. I told her about the car accident I was in. I showed her the scar that I had. And
whatever,
the mother
wet hearing about an accident. Oh boy, she's sliding all over the apartment right now. Hearing about that accident,
women,
boy, she's fire.
Women get wet off the cars. Women get wet off the cars.
Wait, but she didn't. She didn't, did she?
I don't know.
No, you can tell she didn't by the stupid ass you saying.
All right, but no, we got off.
Right.
I don't know, but we switched. Steve, so like, yeah, I said some sexual stuff, and then I said like I'm trying to FaceTime you. I'm trying to FaceTime you, but she doesn't have an iPhone. She has like a Samsung. So I told her, she suggested calling her on Snapchat. So I called her on Snapchat. We're FaceTiming, and I got that vibrator thing, and literally showed that to her. And she's kind of like, taken back.
Stop. Did you show her a vibrator?
Yes. And it wasn't, it's not something I use personally. But
why are you so creepy? Wait. Why the fuck would you show her a vibrator? What is the play on that? Why would you show her a vibrator? Knowing that everything that you talked about.
Because I used the C message or whatever, and literally told her like I was how I see things. Like I painted the Mozambique.
Stop. Something's not right here because you used a vibrator, but yet your last conversation was about a bunch of stupid shit. So we're missing something here. So there was a vibrator, and then we
ended
up to your last
deeper,
conversation. Oh, Jesus
Christ. But so we talked over the phone. We talked on Snapchat for a little bit. I said, let's see. She said, I thought you were going. I said, good night. I said, call me before you shower because I was going to hit her with the let me see you in the shower, all that stuff.
What?
That you
just
saying.
Met the bitch. Did you?
No.
Dog,
I haven't,
why are
I,
you so?
I haven't just met her. I've known her since January.
Wait, let me count.
Listen.
February,
even if I just met her, caller.
April.
By the time I get to that point, we already at a climax of our conversation. We're at a point where she's waiting for the right hook. That's the right hook. That shower move, that's the right hook.
He's known her for 3 months. I don't understand. Something's not right here. You've known her for 3 months. Why? We're in April right now. So something's not right. What are we missing here?
Okay, well, I talked to her. I started the conversation with her in January. Oh, that was the conversation, Steve, that I showed you last night. I told her about the, you seem like a woman fond of pleasure and pain. Like, I hit her with that stuff. We talked for a bit. We even talked on the phone. And
wait,
I don't know. Yeah, she kind of, she stopped replying. Oh, go ahead.
You met her in January. When is this dildo shit that you vibrate? Was it in January that you showed her?
No, that was last night.
Okay, when did you talk to her in January? Okay, what messages are you have you read? Were those messages in January?
Let's see. Yeah,
or February or March?
No, the ones.
So wait,
the ones that I sent
you. Didn't answer? Hold on, something ain't right. You sent that and she didn't answer for a month, 3 weeks?
No, we literally in January we talked and then she went to bed. I think like we both kind of ended it on a good night.
She went
we ended
to bed
it on
like
a good
Rapunzel
night.
Rapunzel and for 3 months? What did you say? She went
wait,
to
what?
Bed. What? And something's not okay.
Steve,
there's something
she wasn't in bed
here.
For 3 months.
So
she wasn't
wait,
in bed for 3 months.
Wait, y'all
Steve,
talked
was
in January.
In
something happened where there was a gap of time.
Okay, yeah. We talked like a few days.
Where was the gap?
And then like
so,
it was
there's a gap. Where's the gap? Because
yes.
We're in April.
Yes.
You met her in January.
Steve,
there's February, March, and April. So there's 3 months or 2.5 months. So
yes,
where did
Steve,
where is the gap?
Okay, let me explain. So we talked on Hinge. I gave her my Snapchat. She added me there. Then I gave her my number. We talked
man,
on there.
Where's the gap? Where's the gap?
Where's
the
gap of the conversation? Because there has to be a gap there. You
not,
have been talking.
Okay.
What
happened?
It was we were talking on what do you call it on Snapchat, and then she said goodnight. I said goodnight, and then she didn't
when?
Reply.
January.
After that.
In January.
This is like yeah. Let's say January 10th. Let's say January 10th or 11th.
She
like, it was a few days
she
after we started
right.
talking.
Then
what?
What
happened? What happened
so
then?
Yeah, she stopped. She wasn't replying, or she didn't reply. And then, yeah, I kind of moved on with my life. And it's been, yeah, now it's April. And, Steve, we
wait,
were talking on, like,
did she reach out to you? Oh, wait, stop. Did she reach out to you, or did you reach out to her?
I reached out to her because, I think, yeah, I told you, Steve, like, yeah, I haven't talked to her for a bit, and I was just going to be at this coffee shop, so I'm like, okay, let me hit her since I'll be in the area, because she's, like,
wait,
30 to 40
wait,
minutes
you
away.
Provide, okay, wait, what, I don't understand something. You kind of like going backwards here. Wait. Did you not show her a vibrator in January?
No.
When did you show her the vibrator?
You said last
I
night.
I showed her last night.
You showed her the vibrator in April.
Yeah.
So you didn't talk. You haven't talked to her like 2 months, and then you out of the blue. What made you get back in touch with her?
Because I was gonna be in the area. I was gonna go to this coffee shop. So I'm like, okay, let me invite her because I never invited her. I never linked up with her before. She's like 30 to 45 minutes away, and like I can't drive right now. So I'm like, okay, since I'll be in the area, she can just come meet me because she's probably driving or she is driving. So it's like it works out. You know, it works out in my favor. Like I ain't got to, you know, make a trip down there.
Meet
she can
you
just
at
come
the
meet me.
Shop for what?
You know, just, yeah, literally be a first meetup or whatever. Not
meet
a,
you
yeah,
at the
meetup.
Shop. Okay. For what? Jesus
yeah.
Christ.
Well, for me,
are
yes,
you
paid to know her.
You ain't tell her that, though.
I mean, she's aware of that. She's aware of that.
No, I don't want to hear
she's
aware of it.
Assumption.
Yeah, stop assuming shit. Why did you? Okay, how long you been listening to me, dog?
I've been listening to you since December.
You have fucking not been listening to me because you can't be talking to women this way. There's no fucking way you're listening to me doing this cake ass shit. You're telling my cake ass right now, surface dweller, that you set up a coffee date with her and you didn't even tell her the why behind the date?
I mean, she, like, as soon as, when I met her, Steve, when I first met her in January.
Look forward to. What is she supposed to look forward to? Does coffee, the same taste as the coffee she's had before and after many times in her life?
Man.
I mean, it's not just coffee. It's literally, I told her, I wanted to give you the opportunity to get to meet, or not get to meet, well, yeah, get to meet me. So, you know, I kind of put that out
for
there.
What?
I already.
Get to meet you for mm-hmm. what? For what?
You still ain't hit the point.
Exactly, for what?
I mean, I'm not able to take her nowhere. You know, it's not like we're gonna go to the hotel down the street.
I didn't just said to
still
meet
ain't
you.
Get the why.
Yeah, you have the opportunity to meet me for what? What's the why? What did she get out of this shit?
If you don't know, then ask yourself, why would she?
You said you get the opportunity to get to know me or something or meet me, right? For what?
You mean her answer?
No. I'm saying your statement.
You're leading her.
Yes, you're leading her. To where are you taking her? You said, I'm going to give you the opportunity to get to know me because what is your why? Why did you say the statement?
Well, yeah, I'm trying to get to know her in a more intimate way. Like, it's because
you said, you said she can get to know you. That's what you said, right?
Well, Steve, like I started with the conversation literally on Hinge, told her, or she said, hey, for some reason it's not letting me listen to your voice message. I said, the app has issues. I was saying that you look like a woman that's fond of pleasure and pain, and I'll definitely give you both.
Sorry.
That's how it started.
You said we're going to go for coffee so you can get to know me, right? Didn't you say that?
That's not what exactly I said to her. Like, I told her.
What did you say? No, I can't read your mind. You just said that. What did you just say to her about the coffee date? You will get the opportunity to meet me, right? Something like that. Tell us what you said again.
Hold on. Let me listen to it.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Caller, as shaky as these plans are, when she's deciding if she wants to come or not, here's why she decides.
Say that again, Ty. Hold up.
The why is the pull, the catch, the hook, everything.
Yes.
There's nothing without the why, bro. Listen, because guess what? She'll meet me behind the dumpster because the why is so good.
Exactly.
Fuck coffee or a five-star restaurant or the back seat of my car or my bed or outside. If the why hits,
yes,
she'll always come. And she'll look. She'll be excited to go.
I mean, I'll tell you, like, yeah, Steve, you was kind of clowning me on the Viber.
Why? You're placing experience in what you can do for her.
I'm placing what on with her? Ty, say that again.
All right, what part don't you understand? Forget the sentence that I said. What part of the understanding is missing a little bit?
You said you're placing blank on her.
What you're putting over the why. The key behind it is that you realize that it doesn't matter where you take her quite physically, location-wise, because she'll come see you in your passenger seat just to be around you. She'll lay on you on your bed, on your couch, in the backseat of your car, in the middle of a library. In the bathroom of the mall. I mean, listen, the things women do, bro, when the why is there.
Right. So you're telling
you give her the why. You said, come get coffee with me.
Yes.
It's like, okay, I've had coffee before. Why am I going with you?
Right.
So why am I going and why am I going with you?
Why is it just come get coffee, caller? Why is it can I just get coffee? I'm asking you, why is it I'm just getting coffee? How many times, if you listen to me, this is why you service dwellers fuck up. I always tell you, you got to paint a Mona Lisa. You're drawing stick figures. You're making a boring-ass statement of let's go get some coffee. Why the fuck are we getting the coffee, caller? What's the reason? Okay. What? Okay. What? Is the reason you're getting coffee?
I mean, honestly, I can't even answer that question because, yeah, I just thought just to get that first interaction.
You're supposed to be telling her why you're getting the coffee, not us. I'm trying to pull this shit out of you. Why are you having coffee?
I mean, just for that. I mean, I told you I was trying to get to know her. I mean, not
to get
even,
to know
not
her
even
how.
About the coffee. In a more
to get to know
way.
Her how.
In a more intimate way.
But you didn't say that, did you?
I didn't say that in the message, but I'm pretty sure she. Well, yeah, you're telling
she
me
she can't
I'm
read
too
your.
Much.
Okay, all right. Listen, call it Dweller. Listen, women are smart enough to play dumb. They know how to run game, and they know they be smart to play dumb. So they, if they don't like it, I didn't know you liked me. You never were clear on what you said. I had no idea you felt that way.
Steve, that's where they go wrong because they're playing in their assumptions, not even knowing she outsmarted your assumptions.
Yes.
She hoped you would assume. She hoped you would be that gullible and guess that and predicting that, and she already so predictable, bro. You don't even see it.
Yeah, why are you so?
Well, she knows. Well, you don't even do you know what she knows and why what she does with what she knows.
No, yeah, women smart enough to claim that they're dumb.
All right, brother. So you asked her for coffee. What happened after that?
She called me. We talked.
About?
I think I said.
About?
Yeah, I told her, like you were saying about, she
not
gets
like
real wet about
saying,
when you talk about the car accident.
Hmm? Oh, you talked to the bitch. Okay. You talked about the car accident, then what?
I can't remember all the fucking details. I think we just talked about some...
She can't remember.
But...
So then what, dog? We're trying to get to this last message. So then what?
I mean, we got on FaceTime for a bit. And then told her goodnight, and we got off the phone, and I said, goodnight, call me before you shower. She said, I thought you were going to sleep. And I said, yeah, I'm yawning, but are you about to shower tonight? She said, yeah, them late night showers be hidden, but goodnight, just imagine me in your dreams. And I said, oh, lame, I'm trying to see you touch yourself just so I know what to do when it's my hands on your body. And then she said,
how we take that shit? But go ahead.
Just, and I told her, she said, don't worry, I'll let you know what feels right. And then.
Wait, how is it that she's doing a little bit of flirt with you and this shit ended up in a boring ass conversation? This is where I'm lost.
That's what I was trying to figure out from the beginning. How do you go backwards?
Yeah, how you going backwards? So, when did this happen?
This conversation, yeah, started from last night to right now.
So where's send me a photo of your sexy ass stuff. So how did you get to that boring ass conversation? So she's flirting with you a little bit about taking a shower. What happened after that?
I told her to paint you a better picture, a better image. Like I see my lips touching your lips, over underneath your ears, down your neck. Along your collarbone, between your breasts, on your stomach, on your hips, and then, yeah, on your pussy.
What did she fucking say to that shit?
She said, damn, you sound real sexy right now. Got you on replay. And then,
So if you sound real sexy, why are we going to the coffee shop?
Yeah, how did we go backwards, bro?
Exactly. How are you
There's
going?
No way I'm talking to her like this, and the next thing you know, we're at brunch.
Right. Keep going. What happened after that, dog? Because there has to be, if we get to it, guys. What happened next? Your replay, then what happened?
Okay, so, yeah, I told her, with the vibrator, I told her, like, yeah, you'd be sitting between my legs. Hand on mine and guiding me.
All right, you're talking dirty to her. Then what happened?
All right, she said maybe I will be able to meet you at Starbucks after all because she said the whole it's my friend's birthday party or whatever blah blah.
I'm asking this. Just answer truthfully. You talking this dirty with her, right?
Jack,
she wants it. She's asked for it. Y'all. You got it right there. What part of you says, I want to see her in Starbucks? I want to see her.
Yeah, where that happening, dog?
I want to see her legs pointing to the stars. I want to hear the bucks of the bed hitting the wall. We ain't going to Starbucks.
So
what are you talking about?
So when did it had to be a shift. What happened? So she said, yes. I might go to Starbucks. What did you say?
A game?
What did you say?
I said, I told her, like, yeah, like, oh, get shit. Over, I told her to get over your fear of driving in the car because she doesn't like driving on the freeway or whatever. I said, if you get over that fear, drive on the freeway, meet me. I'll get in the car with you. We can go somewhere private, and then we can get things going, you know, that kind of shit. And
then what she said?
She said, nah, I'm not ready for all that. I'm just trying to get to know you if you want to be known. And I said, I said, okay, I'm fine with that as long as we can grow closer together and not just be in a standstill. And then she said, well, let's see where it goes and what's meant to be.
Right.
Hmm?
Oh, go ahead. She said
what?
Yeah. She said, well, let's see where it goes and what's meant to be. And I said, yeah, we talked about it last night, understanding how we both feel towards relationships. And if I haven't made it clear, I'm not trying to get in a relationship.
Okay, and then what? So, okay, keep going.
Oh, that's this is already getting drier and drier. Like,
yeah, it's drier and drier, so keep going.
She was soaking wet.
Yeah.
Now it just went back down. It didn't hit full dry yet.
Yeah.
It's going back down.
So then what happened? But then what happened?
She said, what exactly are you looking for? I said, I can't say anything exact with you because, yeah, I don't know you well enough to determine what exactly. I'm figuring out whether your character matches your beauty. She said, I feel the exact same way with you. That's why I say, let's just see where it goes. We may have some really enjoyable experiences. And she said, All I ask is that you respect my boundaries and allow me to feel safe around you. I said, as long as we have mutual respect, then it'll be an enjoyable experience. I wouldn't force you to do anything, of course. I want what I want. Of course I want what I want, but I can't have all my wishes granted by one person. Please don't feel like you can't speak up for yourself. She said, I feel that, and I'll let you know when I'm not comfortable with something. I said, there's a lot of hurt people out there, and they say hurt people, like how we talked about.
What the fuck is that stupid shit? What is that? What the fuck is this hurt people? What is this fucking feminine ass emotional? Well, there's people that hurt people that hurt me. Why would you say that shit? Why would you say that shit?
I didn't know.
Trying to be
smooth,
fucking up.
Yeah. Yeah, so I said, like how we talked last night about someone having energy to where you take some of theirs, I believe it's the same with pain and the hurt that people deal with.
Why are you talking about hurt and pain, dog? You're drying up the pussy.
God, I know. But I said, or she said, I also feel that healed people can also heal people given the right environment. Would you consider yourself a hurt or a healed person? I said, that's a great question, bro.
We went. How did we get from like?
How did we get?
You got a skill, bro.
Thank you, Ty.
What is our love?
We went fucking
said,
like.
What? I told her.
You playing
her,
the
that's
same.
I know he.
I told her
playing,
that's a great.
What's up? That's a great what?
I told her that's a great question. For a while, I was hurt, especially the first few months after the accident.
Oh, you,
but
wait,
I
wait, did you wait? You said this?
Yes, this is me.
Please take me somewhere and shoot me in the back of my medulla oblongata. Are you fucking serious? Wait a second.
I know
you
Steve,
let
I know.
Her lead you to talk about what you hurt knowing. Wait. Hey, you're
I said
letting
I was
her
hurt
lead
in the
you. Man, what the fuck?
Whoa. How we get from the dirty talk to I was hurt in the past?
Because she said that part about, nah, I'm
fuck
not ready for all
said.
That. I'm just trying to. I know, but
fuck
she said, you know,
said.
I'm not. All right, fair enough. But let me continue.
Oh, my God, it gets worse. Please go ahead, continue.
Yes. Yeah, it does. It gets worse. But especially the first couple months after the accident, but I'd say I'm in a better place now. I'm still healing, but I'm healed. What about you?
Nigga,
she said, honestly.
Fucking sympathy sex. You trying to make her feel bad for you, oh, you dweller. Whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Man?
She said, honestly, I'd say I'm about 85% healed, LOL, still in progress. There's still certain things I'm aware of that I need to work on. I told her, hold on. Goddamn. I said, I like how you said that, certain things I'm aware of that I need to work on. For a while, I had a huge ego. I told her, for a while, I had a huge ego and didn't feel like anything was wrong with me. I saw myself as this tall, dark, and sexy nigga that women would be lucky to be with. But I realized I lack value and worth, and that's when I started my growth.
She said that, right? She said she lacked value and worth, right? Please don't tell me you say you lack value and worth. Did you tell a woman that shit? Did you tell her that?
Yeah.
Dude.
No, she got you right out your panties.
She got you. Why the fuck did you tell a woman you lack value and worth after you talking about why don't you take a shower, baby? So I see how smooth you are. And then you're like, I lack value and worth. Why would the fuck you talk to a woman that way? Why would you say, why are you trying to get sympathy cookies out that woman? I lack value and worth? Dude, tell me, what did she say after that cake-ass shit you said, man?
She said, well, you are very handsome, LOL, but I'm glad you had that realization because some people really lack self-awareness. What things do you feel you need to work on? I told her, I lack self-awareness.
Wait.
Turn into a therapist, bro.
Yeah, you on the couch and she just got her pin right. Oh, man. She flipped him. She flipped him.
What I told her was I lacked self-awareness growing up. I was the good Christian boy for most of my life, but I got to say the one thing is consistency. I can apply that to most things in my life, discipline, patience, staying in the middle ground, and other things. And I think I told her, like, oh, like, pardon me.
She
clicked
her.
My sister called me.
Up to date. Was
that again, Ty?
She click her pen and wrap up today's session.
Yeah, man, come on, dude.
But listen,
so wait,
so I told her.
All of this is in one fucking day. We're still in the goddamn day today. All this is one day.
This is today. Yeah, this is today.
All this is. It goes a little more.
So I told her like, oh, like, pardon me. I was on the phone with my sister. She's got the natural hair care product business and all that stuff. She said, ooh, send me their website. I sent her the website. I sent her the Instagram. And I said, also, here's the Instagram account if you want to share that with anybody or if you just want to follow. And then, yeah, you can share that with somebody. And she said, that's pretty cool. I said, yeah, I don't know about you, but
you
if
a,
I know
you
someone.
Got an Instagram. You have an Instagram. You got an Instagram.
Yes.
Text it over to me. I ain't going to show nobody. I'll send it. Show me the Instagram. Show me who we're working with. Send me
the Instagram. You want me to finish reading?
No. Send it to me. Send the Instagram to me, and I'll send it to Ty. Just email me with the Instagram, and I'll shoot it over to Ty.
All right.
Let's see what you work on.
They saying just call her in the chat.
Yeah, he ain't going to call. You have her number?
I mean, yeah, I got her number. I don't know why I would need to call her, though.
Well, you going to call her to talk in her fucking ear and let her know that, hey, look, we going to get this thing right.
Well, hold on. Okay, I'll email you this profile, and then I'm going to finish the reading the conversation.
Wait, is she right now? Hey, just send her a yo. Just send her what's up. Say what's up, sexy.
Yeah, she's,
see if she answers.
She's awake right now.
The thing I even wanted to talk about was a reply to the message, and then that's how we got on this journey. We'll call, get a reply, but send me the things. I send it to Ty, then we're gonna tell you what to say to her, and you'll call her, okay?
Okay. Oh, you sent me this, 40 for 6 messages, man.
Yeah, sent reply and just send me the link, and I'll send that shit to Ty. All right, I got it. I'm sending Uncle Ty right now. Send Uncle Ty so we can look at this shit together. All right, Ty, there you go. All right, Ty's got it. I got it. So let's look at it. I'm going to click on it and look at it. All right, so let's see. What we got.
You want me to finish these messages?
She looked like you could easily get this pussy. This is a this is like an alley-oop, dog. It's like an alley-oop. This is dude, you stressing.
Yo.
You're doing all the stress. This is an alley-oop, dude. Come on, man. She looks like.
I mean, you heard.
On, man.
You heard the conversation I was having. So I mean, yeah, I know I can get it, but you know it's distant.
Oh, you can't get it. You on that silly shit, dog.
Bro, if
Come
I had
on,
a car,
man.
I could have pulled up. I could have pulled up, picked her up, and then, yeah, done some stuff in the car. All
right, dog.
Don't, yeah, God forbid I hit this follow button.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean,
God forbid it.
Look, Ty.
I know.
Hey, fuck. Ty,
yeah,
Ty, we in Cali. You in
I'm
Texas, in Jersey.
It don't matter where you at. She is
you
not a gay fly.
Yeah, I'm about to say, don't like, say that she farm now.
Yeah,
I got bitches all over this country.
Yeah,
don't
hey,
say that she farm now.
Don't ever say that kind of shit, dog, because they will come see us, motherfucker. So, hey, so go ahead and call her and let her know that you, hey, look.
Wait,
now, do you have the coffee date set?
Yeah, that's still set up. I mean, there was no problem with that.
But what?
The only thing is, like, I can't, the thing is, yeah, I was planning to meet up with her for coffee while I was down there just because, yeah, I don't have a car. Like,
right.
I can't drive. Like, yeah, she can make her way up here and come see me, like, during the week next week. But I didn't even plan that. Like, it was just because I wasn't going to blow her off and be like, okay, like text
call
me on the day that we gonna link her.
Hey, tell her what I'm about to say. We about to call her. We about to call her right now, man. We gotta get this shit together, dog. You sitting around?
Hold
this
on,
one,
let me.
This is a,
what? Let me finish this conversation. Let me finish this conversation so you at least know like what's up.
Dude, we already know what's up, man. You fucked up. We already know what's up, man. Let's get to the call, man. Before we wrap this bitch up, let's get to the call.
Well, I mean. Listen, it was, yeah,
don't
she said,
head,
I generally...
Don't your head say call. We're going to call, man.
Well, man.
So you'll call her.
We ready.
And you're going to talk a little yak to her. What's it, why you pause? I feel some fear. What's the problem?
No, I'm not scared. I'll call, but I'm trying to figure out, like, what am I even going to do, like, figure out or set up with this call?
You not want to fuck?
I know. Just let her know I was thinking about you. You see, let her know I was thinking about you. And I want to let you know that this coffee date is actually going to happen to see where we're going to go from this point. Because I don't want to waste your time. I mean, I don't want to waste time at all. So we going on this coffee date because you know what? I really, really want to see what's going on with us.
Okay.
That's why we're going on this date. That's why we're going. We're not going to hang out. I'm not going as your friend. I'm going as someone that's going to become
someone that's going to become what?
Oh yeah, hold on. Bam. Someone that's going to become her lover. I want to be your lover. Right. Do, 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 do.
So, I mean, even after this phone, like, yeah, I say all that shit, and then, okay.
Brother, you ain't
like,
got all that goofy shit you saying. You might as well, we got to clean this shit up because you went this way. She took you that way. We're trying to get you back to this way. Because if she ain't down, I'm not having a coffee date. If she's not down to go past this thing, I'm letting her know, well, just take care of yourself. Let her
Steve,
go.
Yeah, she's It's not that she's not down. She said what she said.
She doesn't know why you're going to coffee with her. She does not know.
Just try it. See how she responds.
Come on, man. We got to wrap this shit up. She doesn't know. Come on, call her.
Trust the process.
Yeah, come on, man.
All right, then. I mean,
What the fuck are you scared of?
I'm not scared.
Why are you so
deep
on that? You're like, oh, no, man. Oh, no. Feel right. Why are you so down?
Well, listen, no, yeah, it's not even that. It's, I can call her and then, okay, it was, you know, what? Tell her, you know, good night. I'll catch you in the morning. And then that's the end of that.
I had to tell you what to say.
You had the whole script.
I just told you what to say.
Yeah, like I'm literally telling her that I'm meeting up with you for coffee just so you know, like, I want to be your lover. I'm not just trying to be your friend.
I missed the
whole point. Let me tell you, that key part of salt, Lizzie, butter, you hit the butter right there. Man, no, listen, I was thinking about it. I just wanted to tell you something. You was on my mind. Off rip, she already is diffused of any type of defense or weirdo vibe.
Thank
you. You might have gave her a transition from in the past. Then you hit the with the boom, bam, pow.
Right.
So this is what's on.
Yeah. Remember, this is what's on my mind. It's on my mind, okay? All right, so go ahead and call.
Okay, so.
Let's do this.
I'm urgent. Look, Dweller.
Merge that shit. If you get to 555-555-555, you skip some of them numbers and put that shit on her answer machine.
Mm-hmm.
Right. No, I've been seeing your episode, Steve. I know what's up. But
all
right. All right. I'll call
it
right now.
Then do it. Let's go. Scared. Watch. I mean, her photos.
What?
Hello?
Hello? Yeah?
What's up, Darren?
Hey. What you up to?
Oh, nothing much. But honestly, I was just thinking of myself, and I'll admit, I was thinking about you, and I wanted to tell you. Like, I just want to make it clear that, yeah, tomorrow when we meet up for coffee, it's not just so we're friends. You know, you know my intentions. You know I want to be your lover in a way.
Lizzie.
I mean, yeah, there should be no confusion. You know, ever since that day that we started talking a few months back, like, I'm pretty sure I made that clear.
Yeah. My bad. I'm just, to be honest, I'm not really feeling that well right now.
What, you sick right now or something?
I don't know. You just came over me, to be honest. I'm just trying to do my hair. I'm just picking them. I don't know. I'm just kind of feeling down, you know?
Right.
I don't know, man. Some people are with some of my friends. They kind of, I don't know. It's just a lot's been going on today. So I'm just with my schooling and technical issues and stuff. And I'm kind of down, so sorry if my energy is not how it usually is.
No, it's all good. I mean, we was going to link about, let's say, what, 8:30? That work for you?
I was going to ask my mom to drop me off right now. So we'll see, since, you know, I have to still ask her to see if that. If she would be able to do that. But if she is, I'll for sure let you know. Because I'll be down to see you. Like, I'll be really excited to see you.
That sounds good. Well, hey, I hope you feel better. Have a good night, Darren.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm good, honestly.
Oh, no.
Got my own shit going on, but it's nothing. I appreciate you asking.
Just not going on.
No, it's not like what you was talking about, honestly. Like, I'm not upset or nothing like that. Like, I ain't got no problems. But no, I'm just chilling. I'm just about ready to go to bed. So I'm gonna head to bed and then wake up, get myself together, and then yeah, at least I get to look forward to seeing you in the morning.
Okay. Oh, I hope it can work out. As soon as I asked her, I had to see if I haven't seen her. I know she just walked in. I didn't even get to see her. I was in the bathroom. I don't know if she went to sleep or not. But as soon as I find out, I'll text you so that, you know right away. Okay?
All right, Dane. I appreciate you. Have a good night.
You too.
We lose him.
All right, hello?
You.
How could you leave so many slam dunks on the board?
Dog, you are going to call that hurt. You're going to call her back. You fucked up.
You had so many slam dunks.
She told you she was down.
So many slam dunks, bro.
She was down. You could have to kill him. Dude, you're calling her ass back. I'm going to talk to you right now, but you'll call her fucking ass back. Listen, Dweller.
Yeah.
Did you not hear her tell you she's sad? She's
cries
down.
For help.
She's not feeling good. She wants you to make her feel good.
You were supposed to be her drug right there, bro.
God damn it.
Her high. You were supposed to be her high right there, bro.
How did you miss that?
Her euphoria. Ecstasy.
I heard that shit.
No, you didn't hear that shit, Dweller.
No, you
didn't.
You would have acted on that opportunity, bro. That was a grand slam, bro.
She wants to see you, but she's down, and she ripped off a bunch of reasons why she's down. Why? Okay, look, listen. Look, Dweller, listen. What I need you to do is this. Two fucking things. Look, you make sure you got the goddamn video camera on so when Ty and I are talking to you, you can fucking follow what the fuck we're saying. All right? That's number one. Now, number two, this is what's going to happen. You know what, baby girl? I can't go to bed knowing that I left you and let you go feeling this way. I couldn't even sleep knowing that I got off the phone with you feeling this way.
Come on.
Write that down. And even if I don't go out with you tomorrow for coffee, putting a smile on your face is all I want to do. Write it
Yo,
down.
Yo, word caller. Word for word. Copy that shit,
word.
Nigga.
Bar for
giving out the playbook,
bar.
Nigga. You cannot
Come
score
on.
Off that,
this
bro.
This is an easy one, man.
Go ahead, Steve. Sit in the church.
Yeah, all right. I'm about to see you in church, man. Come on. Look, even though we might not be able to go, I don't care. Listen, you writing this shit down, Dweller.
Amen.
I don't care.
I'm right now.
You goddamn it. Get your... Damn it. Oh, my God.
Amen.
Come on,
Amen.
Man.
Take it to church, Steve.
I'm trying to
bless
get
this young man tonight.
I'm going to bless him if he could just write this
shit
down.
It's too hot, man.
I'm ready.
You spit the fire right
I'm
now.
I'm ready.
Fire, man.
Let me know what you've done.
Burn it, though.
Even though I might not be able to see your beautiful face tomorrow when we go out, all I'm here to do is put a smile on your face. Yeah, all I want to do is put a smile on your face before you go to bed. Before you go to bed. Because I don't want any woman of mine, right? I don't want any woman of mine to feel like that. I don't want you to feel depressed getting off the phone with me. I want you to feel happiness, joy.
Mm-hmm.
Allow me to bring those things out of you.
Amen.
I got some more.
Go ahead,
man.
It's getting hot.
I got some more.
It's getting hot. Now, go ahead. Go ahead, Steve. Pumping you up, man.
No, I got some more, man. Come on.
Go ahead, man.
I'm waiting for this motherfucker to be right.
Even though
even though I might not be able to see your beautiful face tomorrow,
right?
I want to put a smile on your face tonight.
Before you go to bed.
I don't want you to go to bed.
Yeah, because
I want a woman of mine.
Right.
Come on.
Because it doesn't sit right.
Keys to this, bro.
It doesn't sit right.
A woman of mine.
Yeah, it doesn't sit right. Yeah, right. I got some more.
I don't want a woman of mine to go to bed.
Now listen, word for word, every word counts, bro.
Every word counts. I don't want a woman of mine to go to bed feeling that way, especially getting off the phone with me.
No way. especially
getting off the phone with me. Right.
Come on,
I got some more,
man.
I got some more, baby. You ready?
With me.
Yeah.
All right, I'm ready for the next line.
Say, wait. Say, I have a confession to make.
I have a confession.
Say, I got a confession to make.
You leave her hanging right there. You give her some time. Carla, give her, write in your notes, let respond.
What,
when
let
you
her
say
respond.
The confession part.
Yeah, let her respond.
Let her respond.
Let her respond. All right. Let me know you're done. Yeah, let her respond.
Okay.
And here's your confession.
I'm ready.
Here's your confession. I looked at your photo on Instagram.
Come on.
I looked at one of your photos on Instagram.
Come on, Steve.
All right, let me know. You ready, caller? On Instagram. And what I saw versus what I just heard versus what I just heard versus what I just heard doesn't match up in my mind. It doesn't match up because that's not you. Yeah, it doesn't match up in my mind because that's not you. That's not you.
Amen. Come on.
I want to talk to the woman that is excited to hear from me.
Mm-hmm.
I want to talk to the woman that's excited to hear from me.
Right. And even though you got things going on in your life.
Come on. There you go.
Even though you have depressing things in your life.
Come on.
Even though you have depressing things in your life, Dweller, write that shit down. Even though you have depressing things in your life right now.
Mm-hmm.
Things going on in your life right now.
You will always have a positive me to get in touch with whenever you're feeling some kind of way.
You always have a positive me.
To get in touch with whenever you're feeling some kind of way.
Hallelujah.
Never.
Well, I got
never,
more. A few more.
Right.
Now, part of my confession.
Part of my confession.
Yeah, part of my
Amen,
next line.
Man.
Part of my confession.
Hallelujah, man! Come on.
Okay. Let it write out. Part of my confession.
All right.
Was to make you smile, laugh, and blush. Tomorrow.
Come on.
Laugh and blush tomorrow.
Blush tomorrow.
Come on.
But I see you need that right now. But I see you need that right now.
Come on.
I got this. But I see you need that right now.
All
right. Amen. Come on, man.
Okay, write it down because I see you need it right now.
But I see you need that right now.
Allow me to take your mind away from things.
Take your mind away from things.
Because did you hear how sexy she was sounding to you? Man, dude, you missed that shit. Allow me to take your mind away from things. All right. Allow me to take your mind away from things.
All right. Allow me to take your mind away from things.
All right, wait. Oh, and say, hey. Oh, and by the way. You sound sexy as fuck right now.
You sound sexy as fuck.
Sexy as fuck.
right now.
Okay. And if that's how you sound when you're depressed, I can't wait to hear how you sound when you feel good.
Oh my God! Come on, Steve! I got you!
Come on, Steve! I got you!
Come on, Steve! Give it to him,
Steve!
And if that's how you sound, if that's how you sound when you're depressed.
I can't wait to hear how you sound when you are happy. I can't wait to hear how you sound when you're happy. I can't wait to hear how you sound when I look in those big, beautiful eyes of yours. When I look at those big, beautiful eyes of yours, I can't wait to hear how you sound when I bring you close to me.
Come on, man.
Come on, man. Say that more, Steve. You too hot right now, dog. Man. Go ahead, man.
I got it. I'm going. Come on, you ready? Oh, hey, little dog, I'm going to have to call you on my other line before that shit cut off, because I don't want you hanging up. I'm going to call you in a second, but go ahead. I can't wait to hear how you sound when you get close to me. You got that written down?
Yes.
I can't wait to hear how you sound when I kiss you for the first time. Wait, get ready. Answer your phone. I'm calling you. Answer your phone right now. Click over and answer that shit. All right, you got it?
Yes, sir.
All right, now we ain't done. Now, I can't wait to hear you sound when I kiss you for the first time.
When I kiss you for the first time.
I got some more.
Wait, for the first time?
Yes, hey, yes, this is a guilty pleasure of mine.
Yes, this is a guilty pleasure of mine.
So I don't want you to judge me right now.
Oh, Steve, they don't know about this one. That nasty innocence.
Yeah, I'm just trying to let you know. Hurry up, come on. I'm just trying to let you know.
So, when I kiss you for the first time, yes, this is a guilty pleasure of mine, and I don't want you to judge me.
Yeah, I don't want you to judge me right now. I'm just telling you my confession.
Confession.
Call it the delivery right here is, I don't want you to judge me right now.
Yeah.
I'm just telling you, you want to sound as innocently dangerous as possible.
Yes.
On this part.
Yes.
On this part. You can't read this off like, I don't want you to judge me right now, but
right.
You need to. I don't want you to judge me right now, but you know, I'm just telling you my guilty. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, right. This is my confession. Then I want you to say, this is not a guilty pleasure.
Wait, so I'm just telling you my confession.
This is not a guilty pleasure. This is not a guilty pleasure.
Okay. Not a guilty.
Because my job right now.
Pleasure. Because my job.
Right now. Is not. To make you feel some kind of way. My job is to show you I am the way.
With a little bit of trust.
And that cute smile that you always have.
With a little bit of trust and that cute smile that you have.
Always have.
They always have.
And that cute smile that you always have.
I have to know what's behind that smile.
I have to know what's behind that smile.
I have to know what's behind that smile. I need to know what makes you tick.
What's behind that smile?
And what makes you tick?
What makes you tick?
What way? What makes you tick?
I'm writing a paragraph.
Hey, dog, we were about to spit that. We're about to hear that. Hey.
She's going to explode
yes,
on the phone. Bro.
Yes, watch this shit.
In the stream, it might get erotic.
I know, for real. From your, hey,
Steve,
from
you might cut out. You might cut out, Steve.
Okay, hold on. Wait, hold on. Let me fix it. Hold on.
Hey, man, she better start playing with herself on the phone, bro.
Hold on. Let me see. All right, hold on, caller. All right, here we go.
Listen, she's going to be in shock and awe.
Yeah, now remember, from your favorite, hey, I just, listen, I know you're feeling some kind of way.
I know you're feeling some kind of way.
I just want you to know that you can always talk to me.
I just want you to know you can always talk to me.
And no, it's not about sex with me.
You can talk to me and it's and, not just about sex with
no,
me?
No, it's not about sex with me.
It's not about sex with me. It's not about sex with me.
It's about the connection that we are about to have. The connection that we're about to have.
Okay.
That goes beyond sex.
That goes beyond sex.
I want to reach your core.
I want to reach the core.
And be the thing that brings a smile to your face whenever you're down.
And be the thing.
After you complete this, we're going to break this down for the lines that's flying over people's heads.
Right, right. And I want to bring a smile to I want to be the one to put a smile on your face whenever you're down.
Whenever you're down.
And say, this is my confession.
This is my confession.
And if you're going to lock me up for this confession,
Lock me up for this confession.
I don't mind doing the time.
Don't mind doing the time.
Because after looking at you, I think you are worth my time.
Why am I doing the time? Because you said looking at you.
After looking at you, I know you might be worth my time.
Looking at you, you might be worth.
Yeah,
oh,
say
no,
you might. Hey, no. Say you might be worth my time.
You might be worth
say,
my time.
And the, hey, you might be worth my time. If only you can smile right now.
Only you can smile. Only.
And kind of chuckle. As you got it. Only if you can smile right now, because I want that to be a little funny moment, because we want to get her from being depressed, okay? Now, watch the camera of me and Ty. Ty and I are going to be on the camera, okay? So, you got what you got to say. You got it word for word, bar for bar. Call her right now. Hey, Bree, dog, we got you, dog. You about to fuck her head up. Call her right now.
Read the script. Put the life in the script.
Showing everybody that's how game works. Off your dome.
Life in the script.
Come on. It's all there. Now go ahead, click over,
put
and let her know, man.
The script.
Come on, man. You got it.
Okay. Wait, but after I say, all this dialogue, am I just in the conversation after that?
Watch the camera and watch what she says and feed off of what she says. We're going to guide
that,
you on the video.
Catch it.
Yeah.
She might respond. Oh, we already probably predicted how she's going to respond.
Yes.
Because you catch it. Get in your flow.
Yes.
Read her responses, especially that part. Remember that part you were supposed to take a gap at?
Yes. I wrote that down.
All right, go ahead, call her.
Go ahead.
Wait, so I need to – so wait, y'all suggesting FaceTime, like actually seeing her.
No, call her.
Do the same
now.
Exact thing you did before, bro. Just do
call
the same
her.
Exact thing. Just read that line,
just call her.
Okay.
All right, let's go. And watch the camera. Watch them. We're going to talk you through the thing. You'll see our hand signals and shit. Watch us on the camera. We're in the bullpen. We got you. Just watch the signals, okay? Watch the video. You got me. Ty Card.
Every word counts.
Every word counts. Bar for bar.
Every word.
Well, I'll tell you right now, the computer, the screen that actually is showing y'all is behind, like, I don't know how long.
But
so.
Then you got a whole time. You just got to
take your time.
Go. Just go. You're good. Go. Call her.
Okay. Let me find it.
Jesus. And read it, man. Don't stutter. Take your time. Say it slowly.
Okay.
Let's get it. Come on. Let's go. You got it. Two sharks. It's game. Off the dome. Off the dome. Off the dome.
Big bet.
All right, go ahead and call it. Go ahead and do it, dog.
Wait a minute.
What? Read it word for word, bro. No, don't come off for freestyle. Just read it word for
read
word.
Read it word for word. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm calling. Wait.
Steve, I think it's Chico's, man. Up, down, left, right, square, triangle, X.
Jeez, dog, this is how you get them, dog. She was so down.
She was asking for it, bro.
No, she didn't want to get off the phone with him and shit. He just like.
She was asking for it.
No, wait.
I'm crying.
Is he calling?
I think he is. All right, hold on.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I couldn't hear you earlier, but listen, I just wanted to say, even though I might not be able to see your beautiful face tomorrow, I want to put a smile on your face tonight. I don't want a woman of mine to go to bed feeling that way, especially getting off the phone with me. I have a confession to make, honestly.
What's your confession?
Well, here's my confession. I looked at one of your photos on Instagram, and what I saw versus what I just heard doesn't match up in my mind, because that's not you. I want to talk to the woman that's excited to hear from me. And even though you got depressing things going on in your life right now, you will always have a positive me to get in touch with whenever you feel in some type of way. Like, part of my confession was to make you smile, laugh, and blush tomorrow. But I see you need that right now. So allow me to take your mind away from things. Oh, and by the way, you sound sexy as fuck right now. And if that's how you sound when you're depressed, like, I can't wait to hear how you sound when you're happy. I can't wait to hear how you sound when I look in those big, beautiful eyes, when I bring you close to me, when I kiss you for the first time. This is a guilty pleasure of mine. I don't want you to judge me right now.
I'm not judging you.
I'm just telling you my confession. Like, this is not a guilty pleasure, but because my job right now is not to make you feel some type of way. My job is to show you that I am the way. With a little bit of trust and that cute smile that you always have, I have to know what's behind that smile and what makes you think. I know you're feeling some kind of way. I just want to show you that you can talk to me, and it's not about sex with me. It's about the connection that we're about to have. And that goes beyond sex. Like, I honestly want to reach your core and see the things that bring a smile to your face. Whenever you're down, this is my confession. And if you're going to lock me up for this confession, I don't mind doing the time, because after looking at you, you might be worth my time. If only you can smile, at least right now.
Hey, you're pretty good with your words.
After we got off the phone, I had to write a little bit of poetry. I was like, damn, like, you was feeling some way, and I was thinking, like, damn, like you literally had me feeling some way. So when you asked